Blog Talk Radio.
We came to let you know tonight that there is a man that got all power in his hands. And I don't care what kind of trouble you get in tonight, he'll always be your friend. He'll always stand by your side. And I can't find no better words than to say tonight than to express this song that I'm singing, no other than this right here. Jesus will never say no. That's what my mama told me when I was nothing but a little boy. She said, when you grow up, son, remember I told you, he'll never say no.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. As always, we are truly glad to be back in the house of the Lord for another blessed service. God is so good to us. God is so great, and he's truly merciful to mankind. We ought to just be shouting right now just to say thank you to our Father.
Amen.
Our Lord and Savior, see, he's good to us.
Oh, yes,
he's truly good to us.
Yes.
I can say that without any conviction because I know that he's kept me all the days towards the stairs. God has truly kept me. And with that being said, I know he's good.
You know, all the time.
I'm not going to hold you guys long today. I just want to say a little something here and get out the way. I was privileged this morning about 3 o'clock. I was sitting up at work, and I was listening to a group out of Wilmington, Delaware. Monty knew him well. Young man called Jay Cotwell and the Gospel Ambassadors.
Uh-huh.
And Jay Cotwell said something that I just can't seem to turn loose. He says that he was in Chicago, and so he got sick. They had to take him and rush him to the hospital. And he said when he got to the hospital, he said that he was so sick, he just didn't know what to do. But he knew one thing he could do. He says that I'm not Hezekiah. He said I couldn't do like Hezekiah and said, Lord, I walked upright and perfect before man. He said I couldn't say that. But I had to say, Lord, his brother is. And I've done things that I should have done. Lord, I've gone places I had no business going. Father, I come to you telling you that I've said things that's not becoming of a Christian. As I was listening to Brother Jay Cotwell there, I thought about myself. I could put myself in his place. I've truly done things that's not becoming of a Christian. I've
all
said
right,
things
now,
that I should not have said. I've
all
done
right.
things that I had no business doing.
Yeah.
But I said, Lord, if you just give me another chance. And Jay Cotwell said he'll tell his testimony wherever he go. I'm going to replace the name Brother Jay Cotwell and use Brother D. I tell my testimony wherever I go. God has truly been good to me. I can look back over my life. And I can see numerous of occasions where he has saved me from harm.
Uh-huh.
He has saved me. There's been some life-changing situations. that I could have found myself in, but the Lord stepped in. And when I was sitting there listening to that, and I thought about something as I was listening to it, I thought about an old sermon that I heard once. And the sermon says that after the preacher had preached the revival, during the course of the revival, there was some pimps had got together, and they decided they had to take this old preacher out. You know, I was talking to my cousin before we came on. I said, cuz, I said, I don't know which one I'm going to go. I don't even know where I'm going to start at. The Lord haven't given me nothing right now. I was sitting here looking at the book of John, and for some reason God has thrown all that to the side and told me to tell you this real quick. That was some pimps. And the preacher said the pimps had got together, and decided that this preacher was saving souls. He was driving home the word of God. And they said, we got to do something about this man because he's hurting our pockets. He's taking our money. And they hired a young man to take him out. And the young man says that every time he got dead aim at the old preacher, he said someone dressed in white was stepping in front of him. He said he fought the old preacher home. He said, I knew I'd get him now. It's dark outside. It's late. There's no one down here in the country but him. I can get him right now. He said he throwed the scope down on him, but a young man dressed in white stepped in between me and him. He said it did something to him, so he went the next day and he knocked on the preacher's door. He said he had $5,000 in a bag and the pistol. And he gave the pastor the pistol, and he gave him the bag. And the pastor asked him, you know, what's this about? He said, well, I wanted to give you this first, and then I want to tell you something. He said, I was hired to take you out. See, the old devil does that. Old devil wants to take you out.
Jesus.
He said,
I was hired
to take you out.
Yeah.
He said, well, every time I got dead aim at you, he said, something happened. I couldn't do it. The pastor said, well, no, you sure you got the right person? He said, well, preacher, you was up in the pulpit preaching. And he said, I had dead aim at you. He said, but someone dressed in white stepped in front of you. He said,
all
I followed you home last night, and when you got in the car, I had dead aim at you while you was fumbling with your keys trying to get your door open. He said, well, someone dressed in white stepped in between me and you.
The preacher
started laughing. And he asked the preacher what was funny. And the preacher told him, he said, I know them guys. He said, at first you had me confused. He said, I know them guys. And he said, the preacher told him, he said, that one is always on my left side. And he said, one is always on my right side. He said, I don't understand what you mean.
He said,
one of them is called grace. And one of them by the name of mercy. He said, they've been with me for a long time. I want my sister and brothers to understand that grace and mercy has been with Brother D for a long time. It talks with me. And sometimes they'll tell me I'm the own. When I feel down and just don't know which way to turn, grace and mercy right there. They rub my head for me sometimes when I feel weak. They give me strength when I can't carry on for myself. I'm so glad that I know these two young men by the name of grace and mercy. And all I'm trying to tell you, sisters and brothers, is get to know grace and get to know mercy. They keep us. You know what I'm saying? They keep us. They keep you. They keep you when you're in trouble. They'll rescue you. When you don't know which way to turn, that they'll come and see about you.
Yeah.
They're right there with you. They're right there with you. They're your protector. They secures you. See, a lot of us think we need security, God, but you have a security, God, that no man can see, but they're right there. And it told you their name, one called grace and one called mercy. Aren't you glad today? I worked
glory
all night. I wasn't feeling too good today, but I told my cousin, I said, I don't know what the opening statement going to be. And just as Brother Dog was playing the music, that came to mind. I was
Jesus
looking at the book
will never
John.
Say no.
That came to mind.
Yes.
He'll never say no.
He'll never. No.
See,
thank
Jesus
Lord,
just
Jesus.
Don't do that. Mm. He loves us so much. His love.
Yes.
His love. His love. His love. Oh, his love.
Glory,
his love.
Look at you. Look
Amen.
At you.
It's his love.
Glory.
If I had to just get hung up on one word and preach this sermon day myself, I think my one word would be just his love.
His love.
His love. If I couldn't say another word, I'd just say his love. It's his love. See, his love carry me. His love is keeping me. His love comforts me. See, he loved me so much until he told me he was going to send me a comfort. He sent himself back to me in the form of a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't God good?
Glory be to God.
Ain't it good? I was saying it again. I know y'all didn't hear me that time. Look, he sent himself back to me.
Yes.
In the form
of a mighty God.
In a mighty God we serve. God is just that kind of God, sisters and brothers. And I promise you today, God has a word for you.
Oh, yeah.
I pray that you all will get your Bibles and come take this journey with us today. But we're going to come from the 66 and give you
Thank
a word
you.
From
hey,
the
glory.
Lord. God is just that kind
Jesus.
Of God.
Yes,
God is a right now God. He's
right.
a fulfilling God.
Yeah.
He's never lost. You know, I was on the talk show yesterday, and my mic came open. I was talking to a young lady as I was walking down the street, and she asked me how I heard the news. And I caught myself. I found myself saying a couple of times, I was even talking to my son, I said, I sure hate that. I said it several times. They had to catch myself saying I hate that. Man, I hate that. But you know, when I came to my senses, I stopped saying I hate that, and I started saying thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
brother. What is you talking about, brother? Well, I got bad news yesterday, but bad news is good news. Now why are you saying that, brother? The Bible said we should cry when we come in this world, and
That's
we should
right.
rejoice when you leave this world. But I got a call
All right,
yesterday
man.
To tell me that one of my best friends. Had went on home. And when they told me that he had left here, well, of course, you know, just being an earthly person and in this earthly mind, we have a little sadness come over us. I wasn't feeling this at that time.
Yes.
And I started seeing, I sure hate that. Man, I hate that.
Glory
Man, he was such a good guy. He was such a
Thank
good
you.
Guy. I hate that. I would find myself sometime in my time of need, he would come by. It's like, see, like every time something wasn't right with me, he would always come by. It's like he just had a radar on when to stop by. And I said, Lord, I sure hate that. Man, I hate that. I caught myself last night about 9 o'clock walking down the street to my truck. And I said, Lord, I like that. I said, Lord, I love that. Because I know now he can't suffer no more. And I know
right,
now he don't hurt no more. And then above
Glory
all that, I know
God's
word is true. God has never
yes,
made a mistake
yes,
yet.
It is.
So when he called him home,
hey,
it let me know that no matter what pain and suffering Brother Mike was going through, his tender on this earth was up. He ain't got to suffer no more. And you know, I told you guys a short while ago, all the pain, all the sickness, all the hurt is done to the dirt. See, it's not done to
Thank
the dirt. It's done to the dirt.
Yeah.
That old dirt is what was hurting. His spirit has been relieved. It's going to get a new body.
Yeah.
It's going to get a new body.
Glory, hallelujah.
I got to get out of the way. I've been there too long. I got to get out of the way, but I feel good today. I can't say about you, but I feel good today. How about you?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you feel the, I feel the Spirit moving today. I feel God
Lord.
Today. I feel the Spirit today. I promise you I do.
Glory
I feel good.
God
is in the blessing business, family.
Yes,
He's in the healing business. If you would just simply give yourself over to Him, God wants to heal you.
All right
you know what I'm saying?
Now.
God wants to heal you. There's no
yes,
deal you
does.
Got to make. You know what I said? There's no deal you got to make. You don't have to go to God and say, I do this if you do that. All you got to do to God is say, Lord, heal me. Lord, fix me. Lord, I tried
it
my way. Lord, change
Hallelujah,
me. Fix
Jesus.
me. You ain't got to do none of that other stuff. All the other stuff, you can kick it to the side. Just tell the Lord to fix you, and he'll have you smiling, smell like a rose. He wants to do it for you. God wants to heal you.
Well.
In the name of Jesus. I feel good today. I really do. I promise you, I feel good today. I feel good.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm a child of the King.
When you know that
the King is waiting on you, you don't worry. Amen.
Amen.
We truly thank God today. I thank God today. I'm ready. I'm ready to hear the word today. I'm ready.
Thank you.
For the word today. Thank
glory,
you, Jesus.
Glory, glory.
You ought to just tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
You,
if I was you today,
Jesus.
I wouldn't wait another minute. I truly would. I wouldn't wait another
glory
minute. That's why I kneel down and tell God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, free me.
Thank
I'm wrapped up. I'm tied up in all this sin.
In
Lord, free me.
God
wants
God,
to
right
free
now.
You of your sin today.
In your holy name, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
My soul said yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. In the
thank
mighty
you.
Name of Jesus.
Ooh,
in Lord, the I feel name good of today.
Jesus. I feel so good today. Thank you, Lord.
My soul said yes, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus will never say no.
Ain't that
I'm trying to stop, but I just want you all to know, ain't that good to know that Jesus will never say no. That's
glory
enough right
Jesus.
There to make you want to serve the Lord. He will never say no to you. God
yes.
loves you.
Yes.
He
yes.
loves you.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus. Amen. I thank you. We gonna move along. Brother D is full. I promise you, Brother D is full. Some of you all may not know what I mean. But there's some here that understand that type of language. Brother D is full today. Because God is just that kind of God. And he's been
yeah.
so good to me. He's keeping me. Sister and brother, he's keeping me.
Yellow.
He's keeping me.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I just thank the Lord. I know if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be?
Yeah.
I'm asking Marty if she would lead us in a word of prayer. After prayer, we're going to bring the speaker in his own way. Amen.
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 Father
thank
God,
you,
right
Jesus.
Now in the name
thank
of your Son, Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for that little pre-opening, Father God. Father God, for we truly thank you for your spirit, God. Father God, we thank you for walking with us each and every day of our lives. Father God, and we ask you to forgive us our sin. Bless us to be what you have us to be, God. Father God, we just thank you for this service on today. We thank you for the bishop and the word that is to come forth, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for we heard in the song that you will never say no. For the Bible tells us what we will in the name of your Son, Jesus, and you'll do it for us. You'll give it to us. Father God, and we thank you. We just ask you to bless each and every hero that is on tonight, Father God. Open up their ears, open up their heart to receive the message, Father God. Father God, that they may eat the word. Father God, we thank you and we ask you to bless the speaker, touch him, Father God, anoint him, Father God, to bring your word, Father God, so that each and everyone will feel the Holy Ghost, Father God, and rejoice just at the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we will forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Oh, God is awesome. God is awesome. God is awesome.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
yes,
this
he
is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Gladness.
I tell you today, I enjoyed the opening.
Yes.
Because I tell you, we serve a great big God.
Yes,
we do.
I was sitting here saying, Lord, which direction do you want me to go? And how would you like me to bring this message?
Come
on, man. The Lord give me something so unique.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Marian, if you will, I'd like for you to read for me if you could.
Praise
from Psalms, the 91st chapter.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Glory
and
be
brother,
God.
And Brother D, I'd like if you would grab 1 John.
Yes, Lord.
3.
Glory be to God.
1 John, the 3rd chapter, 6 through 9.
First John 3, 6 through 9, verse.
Yes, 1 John, the 3rd chapter, 6 through 9.
Okay.
And I'm gonna try to set the, stage on this thing.
Amen. All right, man. Yeah. You want me to start? What do you want me to go? 91 and what verses?
91 and just start at the beginning and go on down.
All right. Glory be to God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yeah.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows. See, God wants you to know today that as long as you stay in the ark of safety, he said, I got your back. God said, I got your back and I got your front. I got your side. I was listening at Brother D as he was talking about how the guy had targeted the preacher. See, don't you know, preachers, we got a target already on our head.
Glory be to God.
And that target is not always good.
Yeah, yeah.
He that dwelleth in the secret place. See, you got to get up to yourself and talk with the Lord so that the Lord can give you teaching, give you guidance, and give you understanding so that you may walk in this word. Go ahead, Aunt Mary.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust.
Look at this here. He's my refuge and my fortress. There is no better place to hide than in the shadows of the Almighty. There is no greater place that you can get off to other than in the ark of safety. Under the protection of the Lord.
The chain of the Almighty.
See, you remember when you was a little kid and somebody was going to jump on you. And you knew that your big brother or big sister was in the building or on the playground.
Come on.
You can talk a lot of noise when back up with you.
Come on now.
Glory, God said,
as long as you abide under the shadows of the Almighty, you can talk your talk.
Come on.
You can do what you need to do because God said, I got your back.
Yes, sir.
Glory, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence.
Look at this right here. He said, he's going to deliver you from the snares of the fowler. In other words, the trap, the set for you, God said, look,
come
I'm going to give you a new avenue.
Yes, he did.
The guy came to do what he was going to do to the preacher. He said, those two guys dressed in white standing beside you, I can't do nothing.
Lord,
do you know,
Lord,
he said, I'll be your shield and your buckler.
And your buckler. Come on now.
He said, I got you covered when the enemy come after you. All
yes,
you got to do is stay under the shadows of the Almighty. Brother Dog, all you got to do is say, Lord, look, I'm sorry. Here I am, Lord. Oh, God said, look, I got your back. I'm finna fight for you. In Exodus 14:14, he said, hold your peace, and I'll fight for you. All you got to do is hold and allow him to do it. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end.
And the end.
Yes.
And the last. He said, all that came before me were thieves and robbers.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Come on with that scripture, Aunt Mary.
He shall cover thee with his feather, and under his wings shall thou trust his truth. Shall
Look
be
at this.
Thy shield and buckler.
He said, all I'm going to do is have my wings out about you. Y'all remember reading in Job? Y'all remember
Come
when the
now.
Devil came, and the scripture said when the sons of God came to present themselves, he came to present himself also. And when
All
he
right,
came, the Lord stopped the meeting that he was having so he could hear this joke of talking about.
Uh-huh.
He said, look, as long as I'm here, I might try to bother somebody. So
yes,
he just
yes,
said, look, I'm going to try to see what I can get my nose in. The Lord said,
come on
now. When coming south, he said, from walking to and fro, up and down the road.
Come on now.
The Lord said, look, have you considered my servant Job?
A freaking
upright man in the form of oils.
Well.
The devil said, look, I ain't thought about that boy over there in Oz, but since you're going over there and bother him. Mm-hmm. And see, the Lord had already told the devil, look, I don't mind you bothering Job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind you tempting Job. I don't mind you doing what you do, but don't harm his life. I got my wings around him.
Mm-hmm.
The devil said, look,
all right now.
If you just take your little wings and your little gap, your little bridge that you got around him, your little hedges, if you take them, I'll make him curse you to your face. See, brothers
All
and
right.
sisters, today, the enemy's job is to kill, steal, and to destroy.
Come on.
And to sow fear. His job is to try to get you out of alignment with God. If he can get you out of alignment with God, he know he's done his job. His job
Come
is
on
to
now.
Steal anything
Come on.
God has set up for you. His job is to pull you out of the ark of safety. His job is to try to get you to curse God. See, the enemy know that if you begin to walk upright, you stand a great chance of attacking him. He know that if you stand up before God, you stand a great chance of pulling somebody from him. You got to understand who you are and whose you are. We serve a great big God today.
Yeah.
We need to
Come on now.
God is our all in all. God is our shield and he's our buckler. So when you begin to give over to him, when you begin to give everything that's within you. See, Job said, look, I will not curse God. Job said, I curse this day, but I will not curse God. He told his wife, he said, woman, you talking foolish. You just told me to curse God. See, the enemy don't care who he used. He'll use the one closest to you. Oh, my God.
My God. Come on now.
Go ahead with that scripture. Y'all trying to make me preach up in here.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day.
Look at this. He said, look, as long as you under my shield, you ain't got to worry about the terror that go on at night. I'll
Glory
protect
to God.
You ain't got to worry about the arrows that come by day. See, everybody know when you put on the shield of faith, when you put on this armor that God have, there's attacks that's going to come against you, but just don't let them be true.
All right,
come
now.
On, man.
Come on. Come on. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday.
Look at this. The pestilence that walk in darkness. See, I want y'all to know something. The devil ain't going to come to you pretty.
Come on now.
So if you waiting for fine Tom to walk up or sexy Sue to walk up, it's not going to happen like that. The devil ain't going to come to you with horns and red and a pitchfork and a pointed tail. He ain't going to come like that because he knows
that's
for you.
Come on.
He has to use an attack that will work on you. So women, believe me, well, let me say the men too, because nowadays you don't know who's doing what.
Come on.
He'll send sexy bow-legged Tom to you.
All right.
And he'll send sexy Sue that's so fine to when she walks, she drip gold. He'll do anything he can to get you out of the ark of safety. God is the God that he's asking us today. If you just trust me, if you just pray to me, if you just talk to me, if you just walk with me, if you just ask me, I'll make a way for you. I'll bring you out. See, the children of Israel, they began an 11-day journey that could have been done in 11 days. Took them 40 years wandering around in the desert complaining. Then they died off and the children start walking another 40-year journey. Could have made this journey in 11 days.
Yeah.
See,
all right.
I want you to understand who he is. See, Job said, look, God gave me all of this, and he'll give me better. See, God gave Job double for his trouble. Today I want you to know God want to give you double for your trouble. You may be
double
going through a thing.
Double for your trouble.
And
come on,
you
come
on.
On your rent. God wants you to trust him for your rent.
Yes.
He'll give it
to
you. God will pay what needs to be paid. He'll put you on somebody's heart and make them come pay it for you. You might have your light bill, your gas bill, your water bill, your sewer bill that you can't pay. God will make somebody pay it for you. See, we serve a God that will do over and exceedingly and above
we
can
food
in your house. God will make somebody go to the grocery store. They'll walk over there and start picking out a pack of chicken. They'll start picking out some pork chicken. They might grab a cabbage and a lettuce, a couple of tomatoes. They may grab a few onions. They may walk to the other side and grab a loaf of bread. See, God is a God that he'll take care of your every need. He just wants you to trust him.
Yes.
Go ahead with that scripture.
A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
Look at this. God will make your enemies fall at your feet. Just because they were bothering you. See, don't you know? Can I share a little secret with y'all?
Come on now.
I'm gonna whisper this secret because I want y'all to know this secret. All you gotta do is just ask God. When the devil starts bothering you, all you gotta do is talk to Daddy yourself.
Yes, sir.
You tithe to the priest and say, Father, whatever your name is, I need you to pray. You ain't got to do all of that. The master too. All you got to do is go there and say, Daddy, the devil bothering me. Oh, I can't make it right now. He bothering me. All you got to do is go to Daddy yourself.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on now.
Brother D, did you know all you got to do is talk to the rock of defense all by yourself?
Yes, sir.
He told him, you're going to see a donkey tied up right there. He said, if anybody asks you, tell them the Father have need of them. Tell them I am He says, if you come unto me, I'll sup with you.
Yes, he did. Yes,
he
did.
If any man desire, let him ask if you desire wisdom. If you desire knowledge. He said, let him ask.
Let him ask.
Don't you know it's yours just for the asking?
Yes. Yes. Glory be to God.
Brother D, bring the scripture in for me.
In the name of Jesus. We're going to travel over to the book of Acts. 1 John chapter 3. I'm going to start at verse 6, Bishop said. The Bible says, I'm coming out of King James Version, says, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
Uh-huh.
Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him.
Well,
little
well,
children, let no man deceive you.
Look at this. Don't let no man deceive you. If you trust me, you know your children, don't you?
Amen.
Your children favor you, don't they? Your children is part of your seed, aren't they?
Yeah.
God trying to tell you today, if you know him, you're supposed to act like him.
In the name of Jesus.
All
yes.
right,
if
now.
It should show. And if you're not part of him, guess what? It's going to show. Come on with that scripture, Brother D.
He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Look at
he
this.
That committed,
go ahead.
Committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning.
Don't be so upset because guess what? The devil was a sinner from the beginning.
Yes, he is.
People get upset when you need to start calling people what they really are.
You're too hard,
Bishop. You're too hard. No, I'm not hard enough. Let me tell you something.
Well,
if living right cramps your style, I'm going to let you know, Hell Hotel is waiting on you.
Come on
now. All right now.
And guess what? You don't have to make a reservation.
I'm going to make a reservation for you.
And I'm going to help you out. I'm going to tell you how I know it has made a reservation for you. The scripture says hell has enlarged herself.
Yes.
That's what it says. Come on.
So guess what? There's room at Hell Hotel for you.
Yes, Lord.
See, I want to know. I never gave y'all my text tonight because I wanted the text to come out in a very good way. And whose seed are you?
Come on now.
All right now. Whose seed are you?
See.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you say you belong to God, it ought to have some signs.
Yeah, it shows some signs.
See, I got people tell me, you act like your granddaddy, Bishop Dr. G.T. Howe. I'm supposed to act like him in three aspects.
Mm-hmm.
The man is my mama's daddy. Which makes me part of who he is. The second part is that man was my pastor.
All right now.
He taught the unadulterated word.
Yes, he did.
The way. And the third reason why I act like him, it's in the bloodline.
It's in the blood.
The Bible says the nonsense breaks the yoke.
Yes, Lord.
Have your yoke been broken today? Have the anointing ruled in your life today? See, we have to understand the seed. The seed, one plant, one water, but God gives the increase.
Gives the increase. Yes, he does.
Go ahead with that scripture.
The Bible says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Now, let me help y'all out so you can understand something. Brother D, read that one more time, because I want this scripture to soak in. Y'all know how we take
all right.
a sponge and we put that sponge in water. That sponge is soaking everything in. I want you to
Come
hear
on,
this
man.
One again.
Yes, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Look at this. For this purpose, this is why Jesus came. See, we owed a debt that we could not pay.
Could not pay.
Jesus didn't owe nothing. Do you know you could not raise enough money to pay this debt you owe?
Amen.
Aunt Mary, do you know you could not get enough people together to help you get out of debt?
Amen. Amen. Come on, then. Come on.
We all owed a debt. Brother Dog, we owed a debt we could not pay.
That's right.
But
Amen.
You know what? Jesus came and paid it in full.
In full. Yes, come on.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He said some wonderful words up on the cross. He said, Father, into your hands commend my spirit. In other words, Father, run my course. I can't run the course no more. I'm on the cross right now. My body is wrecked with pain, but
glory,
into the pain. I've been nailed to this cross.
Yes.
I didn't do anything to deserve this, but I'm going to go through this thing because you asked me to, God. I've come through this thing. My body is at a point where it can't do nothing else. But
you
you call my name. But I'm here, God.
Yes.
I'm doing what you told me to do. I commend my spirit. And when I commend my spirit, I give the work back. I've already paid the price. Your people, Lord, they could not pay this price, but I paid it for them, God.
Well,
pleasing and acceptable unto you.
Yes.
Came down to redeem man unto sin. He said, Father, it is finished.
Finished.
I've done it all.
Yes, Lord.
To God, I put in contingency so we might have enough.
Yes, Lord.
I'm trying to hush this thing up.
Come on, now. Yes, sir.
I want to know today, whose seed are you? See, you ought to be walking in integrity. Preachers, teachers, evangelists, we ought to be acting like Christ. See, what Christians is being Christ-like. We ought to show some similarities to our dad.
Come on.
We can tell you who your daddy is, but the similarities is there.
Glory
Go ahead
Jesus
with that scripture,
God.
Brother D.
In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God, doeth not commit sin.
Look at that. You're born of God. You don't do no sin.
In the name of Jesus.
You got to act like the one that you're part of. If any man be in Christ,
he is a
new creature.
Come on now.
See, you got to walk safe. You ought to act safe. You ought to walk delivered. You ought to be able to talk delivered. You ought to be able to walk in divine grace. You ought to have more power so that you can walk according to God's will. See,
Glory
we now preach
you
in your name, but the power is in God's name. Some of us don't have enough power to resurrect the tick, but we ought to know the source.
Come on now.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on now with that scripture.
Brother says, for his seed remaineth in him.
Look at that.
He cannot sin. Amen.
Wait a minute. Brother D, did you just say, for his seed remaineth in him?
Remaineth in him. And he cannot sin.
Look at this. And he can't what?
He cannot sin.
You need to say that again. He cannot do what?
He cannot sin. Thank you, Jesus.
See, I want y'all to go back with me just a little bit. Do y'all remember how they beat Jesus?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
They beat him till there was no beauty to look upon.
There was no comeliness to
look upon. There was nothing. They beat him. They beat him senseless. They beat him.
Come
on, man. I'm telling you, they beat him till you wouldn't recognize him. They beat him so that you could. It was designed to humiliate him and embarrass him.
Yeah.
They beat him. They used cat o' nine tails. They jacked the flesh off of his body. They did all that they could do to make him.
Yes, they did.
God.
Well,
and then Harry goes up to him. He said, do you know I have the power to free you or crucify him? He said, you have no power over me.
No power. Come
it was
on
given
now.
To the world.
What my father gave me.
Thank you.
See, I want to know. See, in that scripture Brother D just read, he said, no sin. He don't sin.
No sin. Yes, sir. He cannot.
Amen.
That's what the
word says. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of
the Almighty.
See,
all right now.
He will take the pain. He'll take the stench of that pain out.
Yes, he will. Come on. Yes, he will.
Some people out here today, you've lost a loved one, and you're mad at God because you've lost a loved one. See, let me tell you, God loved beautiful flowers in his garden. We love them, but God love them best.
Yeah.
We appreciate them, but God love them more. We adore them, but God love them more.
Yeah.
See, your authority has no authority over the presence of the Holy Ghost. See, when the Holy Ghost is fully calm, it'll take over.
Yes, it will.
It don't act up unseemly. If your Holy Ghost is leaking and you got holes in it, you need to go on back to the altar. Preachers included.
All right. All right now. That's the truth.
See, there is a place that's designed for those that want to trust God. There is a place that's designed for those that love God. There is a place. He said, behold, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes, he did.
And to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself.
Yes,
he
did.
He said, that where I am, ye may be also.
He said, oh, all right now.
The house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would not have told you. See, all of y'all welcome to come to my house in heaven and eat off of my fig tree that's going to be in my yard. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Is it a little more of that scripture, Brother D?
Bible says, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Look at this. When you're born of God, I just said earlier, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. When you're born again, I didn't say when you fake again. I didn't say when you do this again. I said when you're born again, you are a new creature.
Well,
see, I'm going to help y'all out because I know some of y'all been saved for hundreds of years. And can't nobody tell you nothing.
Oh,
don't you remember that old person. You step on that old, that toe of that old person, and you got pulled off. You got cussed out or beat out. But when the Holy Ghost come in, and the Holy Ghost take over, the Bible says all things are passed away. All things have become new.
Yeah.
See, you're not that same Brother Dexter that's going to cuss them out. You're not that same Brother Dexter that's going to fight them. You're not that same Brother Dexter that's going to slap them. You're not that same Brother Dexter that's going to whoop them. See, when you come to Christ, Christ bring a newness about you. See, people think because you was a thug out in the world, they think when you come to God that you become a pushover, that you become a weak person. That's not true. See, God take the best of what you was out in the world, and he bring you into his kingdom. See, God needs the people that got a strong spirit so they'll stand up. See, God don't need no jelly bags, no yellow bags. See, when the fight got started real good and you such a coward, you start running, God can't use no cowards.
No cowards.
All right, now.
That's the word, see. No
see, Brother D, how you going to make it when they start talking crap, you start cowering down?
Amen.
All right now.
You know that you know who God is.
Yeah.
When people start talking that crazy crap, talking about, well, how do we know God is real? Guess what? Hell is real.
Yes, and you come on now.
Right there. See,
yes,
if you don't like praising God, if you don't like talking about God, if you don't like understanding God, if you don't like walking with God, guess what? It's a place out there called hell, and it's designed just for you.
Yes, for you.
Well.
In the name of Jesus.
And I'm going to help you out. Everybody going to heaven. Everybody going. I want y'all to get that in your natural spirit, in your earthly spirit, and in your sanctified spirit. Everybody going to heaven.
You got to be judged.
You got to see the things that the devil has tricked you out of. And can I whisper this to you too?
Come on now.
He already know what's up there in heaven. He know what it look like. He know how to get there. And he don't want you there.
Yes, sir.
Don't let him trick you, because he is the chief accuser of the brethren.
Yes, he is.
You know, they normally say don't tell nobody that, but tell everybody. And put it on
Thank
Facebook.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, put it in the name of Jesus.
See, you got to understand that the devil, I'm gonna help you out. The scripture says when the sons of God came to present themselves, the devil came and presented himself. He didn't present himself as no devil. See, that nut got sense. Y'all need to look at the devil and think. That nut even got sense.
Yes, he is.
Do you think he was going to go in the presence of God and act crazy? That joker straightened himself up, brought himself in as an angel. He had sense enough, and we go to church dressed any kind of way, acting any kind of way. You're not there to praise the preacher. You there to praise God.
Amen.
It ought to be a difference in holy and unholy.
Yes, it is.
I promise y'all, I'm trying to let this thing go. Brother Dog, I may need a 2-hour service one day.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir.
I can preach about 4 or 5 hours.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm not trying to do it today, but I want you to understand the enemy is out to steal your blessing. I just told y'all everybody going to heaven, didn't I? Just everybody ain't going to stay.
Can't stay.
See, you got to take on a new body. And that body either going to live forever or it's going to burn forever. And mm-hmm. guess what? The devil ain't worried about taking on a new body because he already got his body on.
Yes, he did.
And he yes, already knows it's going to be a song down there saying, burn, baby, burn. And can I whisper this to you, too, so I just want y'all to have this in your spirit, too. Ain't nobody going to be in charge down there because the devil's going to be burning, too.
In the name of Jesus.
He ain't going to be big bad boy. He going to be burning boy. He going to be charbroiled.
Burning right with you.
So don't act like the devil. Let me tell y'all something. The devil done attacked me and attacked me and attacked me and attacked me and probably still going to attack me some more. But I'm under the wings of the Lord. He going to protect me.
Yes,
he going to protect my children, my wife, my grandbabies. See, God going to protect you because you under his shadow. You under his wing.
Yes.
God going to protect your house, your car, your going in, your going out. He going to send his angels to take charge concerning thee. All you got to do is start living for God.
Amen.
Like Marion said a while ago, she said, if you can trust God all the way, you're going to see the blessings that God give you every day.
Yes. Every day.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
And
yes,
all you got to do is trust him all the way. See, ain't no playtime. Playtime is over. And if you don't think playtime is over, keep doing what you're doing and see. You're going to miss the mark.
Amen.
I hope I said something tonight to help you along the way. Whose seed are you?
Whose seed are you?
Back in the hands of the one that gave it to me.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
We truly, truly thank God for the word today. You know, I told you all from the outset, I said, brother, you feel good today. You know, when the Lord is up on you, Jeremiah says, just like fire, shit up in my bone. And his song brought it well a little further when he said, he just won't leave me alone. ain't it good?
Yes,
I truly enjoyed myself today. Bishop said, whose seed are you? Whose seed
well,
are you? And you know, we got to get out of here. I tell you all the time, we don't want to be glad to see us come and glad to see us leave. But I promise you, sometimes you just have to do some things. As Bishop was speaking, I was sitting there looking through the book of John and the second chapter and the 15th verse, as Bishop was saying, whose seed are you? The 15th verse says, love not the world. These are things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Mm-hmm. All
amen.
Right now.
Amen, 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 amen. We thank Bishop for the word today. We thank Brother Dog for giving us our little time. At this time, we're going to make our announcements, and we're going to get on out of here. T, come on and give us your announcements.
Praise God, praise God. Again, on tomorrow night, we ask you all to be with us again for a time for reflection. And God always have a word for you. So I thank God for each and everyone that take time to come out on Wednesday night, on Tuesday night, to hear God's word. So I just thank and I praise God for the word. And again, God always have a word for you. Pray my strength in the Lord. Back to you, Brother B.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to tell Bishop again, thank him for the word. We thank you. We love you. We love you. We love
amen.
You. That's my first cousin. That's my auntie's nephew. That's my uncle's son. I told you all a while back, Brother D comes from a powerful family of servants of the Lord Almighty.
Yes, Lord.
I just thank God's son. Thank God for the knowledge that he stopped by to drop on us each and every day. But as always, All good things, as much as we hate it, all good things must come to an end. So we just ask that you continue to bless us, continue to keep us, continue to pray for us as you pray. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we're gonna give it over to Brother Dog himself. Brother Dog, floor is yours.
Amen.
Bells will be ringing.
I want to thank you for a powerful, powerful sermon. I like the way you had Sister Marion and Brother D reading the scripture, and you just added on to it. I like that. And anytime you need a two-hour sermon, you got it. A three-hour sermon, you got it. All night, if you want it, you got it. But anyhow,
amen.
We'll be right back in tomorrow with Sister Marion. I'm a little bit under the weather still. We'll be right back in tomorrow with Sister Marion with a time for reflection. Y'all tune in, and God bless you. Sister Marion, thank you. Much love.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen. Okay. All right, Sister Mary. Go ahead and hang up and get out of here. Brother B, get
all right, then. Y'all have a blessed night.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, cuz. We out of here. Amen.
All right, get Bishop out of here, because you know them boys might start acting crazy. All right, y'all. The religious portion of the show is over with. I'm still a little bit under the weather. Feel a little bit better, but the more I talk, the worse I get, so I don't want to talk too much. So if y'all don't mind, if you got something to talk about, slap that old one button, hit that old one button, and come on in there, see what we can scramble up tonight. Y'all scrambled up some pretty good stuff last night, but whew, y'all knocked me out. I had to get out of there, damn, sir. But at that little situation everybody was trying to talk about the other night, now I went to both heads, the situation, and I'll be damned. Both of them got a different story. So all I can say is, there's a right side, a wrong side. How you say it? No, that's his side, your side, and the right side. It's still messed up. Come on in there, Trika. What you got, Trika Treat?
You're right, dog. It's once this over with, you think about
people have opportunity to reflect. And what they think about mostly is, like, my story got to sound good enough to make me on the right side. I don't want to give, like, the story to make me look bad. So even if they're telling their truth, that's their interpretation of how it happened to them.
Man,
like,
got me,
and, you know?
I talked to two people I respect highly, and that was Tarnell and Wheelchair. I talked to both of them. I swear, I don't see how those two people that I know got two separate answers about what happened.
It's their perception.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to be known. We got to know that by people. It's from my perspective of things. And, you know, had they not been so mad and hot-headed, they probably would have been able to talk about it and understand that there was a miscommunication of something somewhere.
Both of them did say that it was over with now. Both of them did say it was over.
That's good.
So I hope it stays that way. Both of them did say it was over with. But I didn't want anybody, like they was doing the other night, coming on the show, making accusations about it, and we didn't know what was the right thing. Like I said, with Wheelchair and Tarnell, now that's seven people. I don't know, it's seven different doggone, seven different virgins.
That's aside from the five that call you before them.
Yeah. Like I said, I wasn't going to speak on it till I got the whole story, but after getting the whole story from the two people that was basically involved, they was kind of conflicting too, so I'm not going to even speak on it then because both of them sounded convincing. That's all I got to say. You know,
yeah.
Who tell the truth, I can't call it, Trigger. Whoever tell the truth, I can't call it.
Yeah, can't. You weren't there and you ain't see it, and seven people done gave seven different versions.
But from what I understand, technically it wasn't racial, though. It wasn't racial, even though I heard they said the word boy was in there, but technically it wasn't racial. So, you know, we don't need that racial divide.
Yeah.
We don't need that racial divide right here because everybody needs a helping hand, and a helping hand comes from anywhere you can get it from. And trust me, you know, you're going to need a helping hand. And it might not be nobody that look like you. They might not look like you.
They may not look like you at all.
Yeah.
You're right.
So
right, dog.
What's going on, baby? What you got going on that need to talk about?
I ain't much of nothing going on, Joe. I just, you know, dog, to be real, 100% honest, I would really like for us as a whole on this particular show to be to hold each other accountable for the things we say to each other that could possibly turn into a fight.
Well, see, that's the problem.
And I know
that's the problem.
That's the problem.
That is the problem.
I was just gonna say,
we don't hold our buddies responsible for what they're saying. It's not, my buddy can be 100% wrong. I'm gonna sit right there and go along with him, but I know damn well he's wrong. That is one of the problems right there. You know,
yeah, that's what I say. As much as I think about it, I feel like that's like the root of the problem a lot of times. Because if your house can tell you you're wrong, then you know you're wrong. If my friend can tell you, you're a little overboard, I can take that. And I hear you.
What I would say, it might make some people mad. Once Tarnell left the trailer, he should have been not came back. He left the trailer and came back. So that if I'm the judge, I'm going to have to say, you know, I'm going to have to lean toward the other side because you came back to my trailer.
Absolutely.
Once you left my trailer, you should have stayed away from my trailer.
Yeah.
But, you know, they call that premeditated. Because Tarnell told me he went back to his trailer, and he said he was mad as shit. He said he was walking around in circles talking to himself.
And had to go back.
Yeah. And he had to go back. Well, I can't fault him for that. If I'm just a regular person, I can't fault him for that, even though I think it's wrong for him to go back, though. But, you know, I can't tell you how to mourn. I can't tell you how to love. I can't tell you how to do nothing.
Right.
You got to do it the way you do it. That's that.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, they say it's over with. And if anybody see them together face-to-face and they look like they're trying to get it on, we need to stop that because we shouldn't be condoning no fighting at these tracks or nowhere else.
Right.
Because some innocent bystander is going to be the one to get fucked up probably.
Yes, sir. You're right about that now.
It'll always be the innocent bystander that gets hurt.
Yeah. It's always people that ain't got nothing to do with it that end up taking the brunt of the problem. So, dog, I'm going to tell you this happened last year. Last year, my niece, her and her best friend had fell out. Her name, my niece, the best friend named Quinteria Paris. If anybody ever want to look it up, the story is 100% valid. You can look it up. She in Miami, Florida. They fell out, and they weren't friends no more. But my niece's sister, who was my other niece, stayed friends with the girl. So my niece who fell out with her, they going back and forth, arguing and fighting. One day, my niece brought this girl to my sister's house, and my other niece was in the house, right? So my niece and the girl get into it in the house. No, I'm going to tell you. My niece spit on the girl. Get out my house. And my other niece telling her, she ain't got to go nowhere. This is my house, too. This my friend now. She ain't friends with you, but it's my friend. The girl went out the door like she was going to leave. She called her sister to come help her and ran back in my sister's house. And when she ran back in my sister's house, my niece stabbed her in the side, punctured her lung, killed her. She killed her. The police got the case, and the police initially was looking for my niece because she ran and was scared, and her sister was going with the friend telling the police, oh, she stabbed her. She did stab her. What the police said was, you left when she spit on you and she pulled her hair. She left. There's no more danger to her. She came back into the house.
A lot of us don't. That's the
my niece got off.
A lot of us don't realize that premeditated, when you leave a situation and come back to it, whether you're right or wrong, you're wrong. Once you defuse the situation by leaving, you don't supposed to come back to that situation now.
My niece did not spend one day in jail. She didn't spend one day in jail. Not one day. Because she left and came back. People got to be careful. Now, you left. The fight was over to me. You came back. Now, I'm scared because you done rushed me, and I don't know what you done went and got.
Right.
You know? Well, we don't do that in the heat of the moment. And I understand some people say at the drop of a dime, they ain't thinking like that. But that macho stuff, sometimes it ain't worth it. It ain't worth your freedom. It ain't worth you dying. And my uncle used to say to me all the time, is what you did worth dying for? Is what you did last worth your last breath? And if you can say no, then you know you should have did better.
The floor is open, guys. We got an open discussion today. If you want to come on and got any questions, anything, the racing season technically is over, but it ain't over. They got a race at Carolina Dragway this Saturday. They got a race at Orangeburg this Saturday. They still got races going on. It's going to be a little cold, but they still got races. What up, kid? Larry Williams.
So, dog, you got You got the first date for the New Year race after the weather calmed down? Do you have that information yet?
You talking about the first ass cutting?
That's the first race after the weather calmed down?
I don't know, though. You know, I used to have the first ass cutting of the year. I turned it over to Jamie, and Jamie got the first ass cutting. I think it's going to be, if I'm not mistaken, the 16th and the 17th or something, the first ass cutting. You know, that's what we normally say, initiates the new racing season. You know, that's what we normally
do. Somewhere around in February.
Okay.
But I got a question for you, dog.
Come on with it, kid. Come on, baby.
Why is nobody in an uproar about Caitlin Clark getting these NIL endorsements and shit, but they was in an uproar about Angel Reese?
That, like I said, kid, I try not to get into those kind of arguments, but you did as right. It's the same way when she marked them about that ring thing, the same way Caitlin did it first. She did it first.
Mm-hmm.
But see, this is what it always happened, kid. That's what's messed up. The news and the media want to keep the blacks and the whites fighting against each other. They don't want us to be in harmony because, see, everything you notice, kid, don't care what happened, kid, shit always boils down to race and money. It always boils down to race and money.
Mm-hmm.
It is in the media, race and money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Caitlin did it, ain't nobody said a damn word. They was clear and chapping. And then when Angel did it, it was all, oh, she wrong. She a ghetto bitch and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yes, sir. And she was getting that money. They was calling her big head, and she don't need that money, and that money gonna ruin her. Not Caitlyn signing left and right. You ain't heard a peep.
Right.
It's like a mice out there right now.
Right, with her corn fed ass.
Yeah, but see now,
if don't nobody like
what,
it, they know what they
kid,
can do about it.
But see, kid, that's what's going on now. See, just like we taking the black side, they taking the white side. That's gonna still divide us. Why we need to take a side? Why don't we just take the right side instead of the black
mm-hmm.
and white side? Why don't we just take the right side?
It was all over social media when Angel Reese was signing these NIL endorsements. And now Caitlin's going to sign with Gatorade and shit. Ain't nobody speaking up. Ain't nobody saying a goddamn thing.
And they said she might be number one going into the WNBA. And she might fuck the WNBA. Hold up, kid. She said, fuck the WNBA.
Yeah.
I make more money by staying in college. Shit.
Right.
Yeah.
WNBA, don't nobody in the WNBA.
Don't define nobody no more. Don't at all, dog. At all. They make what them boys make on the practice squad. You hear me?
You damn right. So if I'm one of them.
The D-League.
Fuck the WNBA. I'm going to say right over there. I'm going to try to flunk another year in college. Give me another year of eligibility. Keep on getting that money.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's,
they better.
That's social
smart,
media,
they better. Yeah, it's a trip out here with that.
Well,
some of that stuff I have to overlook.
Yeah, well, what you got planned for Christmas, Trika, kid? What y'all got? Anything special for Christmas?
Oh,
y'all just
man.
Yeah,
y'all,
I got something special.
What you doing,
I got
kid?
Something special. What am I doing? Locking my goddamn doors. I don't need no visitors.
Kid, you just a nasty joke, kid. Kid, you nasty.
I don't need no visitors.
So we're going to be a home alone this year for the first time. We ain't going to have nobody in the house with us for Christmas. And it's going to have me a little down, a little somber, because I like to wake up with my children in the house with all our matching pajamas on. But
Hold up.
You know, they
how old are you? How old are you, Trigger?
Oh, dog. Why?
How old are you?
You
said chilling. You said chilling.
My chilling.
Now, that's none of the old folks and shit like that. You said chilling.
Oh, man, not the chilling. Not the
chilling. Yeah, I like to wake up with my chilling. I like to wake up with my chilling in the house with me. But they'll be in Miami, and me and Ricky, we going to see The Color Purple and just find something to eat. But I won't have to cook a whole meal because it'll just be me and him. So, you know, it's the first of many, I'm supposed. I can imagine. We're going to have our matching pajamas on, though.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, the reason I'm locking my doors, dog, because in June and July, you don't hear from these relatives. But when they get goddamn November, you go to hear from them and shit.
So keep that
same goddamn energy. That's why I'm locking my doors.
Somebody get my man Witt on the phone, you know. I heard y'all went on last night. I had to click over. I had some business to take care of. I was doing some other stuff, and I heard y'all was going at it last night. And I didn't hit all.
Oh, Witt.
I get Witt on
it. Witt and Tate. Yes. You know them two there. They done became the new freaking frack. That's the freaking frack to me. Them jokers have turned something out.
but both of them got good points though. Freaker. Both of them got good points.
They do.
But they didn't.
As long as they can stay off each other, they be good to go.
Right. Yeah. They both be having good points. You know.
He asked me last night why I like Tate. What you mean you like Tate? I said, I used to like Shorty, but Shorty ain't moving, so I got to leave Shorty alone. He was like, okay.
Hey, kid, I'm talking to you. Clippy, you can jump in there after kid. Kid, I see these jokers locking in four, five races and shit. And every time them joke with all them races locked in, they don't ever get them. So how many races do you think somebody should lock in at a race? How many races do you think?
I would say no more than about maybe two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to elaborate, Trooper, or kid? You want to elaborate?
I agree.
You're overloading your program, man. Well,
yeah.
This is just my opinion. You're overloading your program and shit, and you got so many things you have to be looking out for, this, that, and the other, so.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So I feel the same way, dog. At least no more than like two real locked in races with money on the wood already.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, when you get to locking in too many races, now I feel like your team become like in a rush and they can easily overlook something. Yeah,
forget about shit
because they trying to make a turnaround for the next one.
Uh-huh.
Brother B, did you hit that? You hit that button, Brother B? You don't.
Yeah,
you hit that button.
Well, no, I think you should lock in as many as you can run because they're not guaranteed to get off no way. So if you lock in three, you might get one of them off.
But D, that ain't what you said. You just said lock in as many as you can. If you're going to just
What I'm saying, the point I'm making is that the reason I say I think you should lock in as many as you can is because law of averages says you only going to run one to two at the most.
No.
So the rest of the
money
they
locked
the park
in,
out.
Hold on.
But they gonna pay the park out.
Let me give you some food to thought on that. Then you can talk to me. Now you go into a race like No Guts, No Glory. We know how crowded it is down there and all that. Locking in three races, damn near gonna be impossible.
Death,
off, damn near, you can't
it's
do it. So I think two would be a good number. That's all races like that, brother.
Yeah, again, I understand that because of the crowdness of it. You're right. But like I say again, 99% of the time you lock in two, one is 100%, I won't say 100, one is like 90% punk I paid, and the second is about 75% punk I paid. So I think that's why a person would lock in as many as they can because you're just about going to get punk I paid. Now, if you go into a race and you both are 100% sure y'all trying to race, then yeah, you should lock in one race. But most time, punk out. Let's look at Tate, for example, this year. Look at how many races he done ran versus how many punk outs he didn't get paid.
Yep. Got a point there.
Yeah. That's why you lock in. I think that's why you lock in as many as you can. You should go into them with the intent of actually running the race. A lot of guys are locking in races. I don't even believe they have any intent of running. They're looking for a reason to not race.
They just want to be on the stage. Huh? They want to be seen.
Exactly. Want to be seen. Want to be seen. Want to be heard. Yeah.
But got a point there.
It's a hard appeal, but it's a fact.
Yeah. Makes sense, Buzz B, but I don't know. You got five appointments in one day. You never know what might happen. Nothing may happen. You may need to meet all five. And then two may fall off for other reasons, but what if they don't?
Exactly. You don't want to, my grandfather always tells us, son, don't write a check that your butt can't cash. Don't overload it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to overload
mm-hmm.
your butt. You don't want to overload it. But when you got a key word there, that's a three-letter word, but, if it ain't. When we look at the racing world, we see what? One race, five park outs. Two race, three park outs. Six races, 18 park outs. So law of averages says you're going to get the park out. So you're trying
on,
to assure yourself a win, a run.
Yeah, Ben,
yeah.
Come on in there, Ben. What you got, Ben? Ben, what you got, Ben?
You're on mute, Ben.
Button. Damn dummy.
All right. You said that I can lock in many races in a row. What happened 10 races? And then I don't get no punk out. What happened now?
You got to run 10 races. That's what you should have been trying to do.
He can't make
10
races.
Then you shouldn't have locked in 10.
Hold on. I'm going to give you some scenario here. I'm going to use Tay like you use Tay. Tay can't run, no. If I locked in 10 races that one day, Tay can't run 10 races in one day. I guarantee you that.
Okay.
So that ain't the right scenario. Don't lock in many races you can't. You lock in many races you think that you're going to win or got a chance with. That fact.
Okay, hold on, Ben, since you gave me facts. If you locked in three races, Ben, do you think you're going to win all three of them?
No, you said lock in.
No, I'm asking. Hold on, Ben, slow down now. I listen to you now. It's your turn to listen and answer. I listen to you and answer. I asked you a question. I said, if you lock in three races, do you feel that you're going to win all three of them?
No.
So why did you lock him in then?
Because I feel I got a chance.
No. See, you're contradicting yourself.
I gave you
Ben, you're contradicting yourself.
If I lock in, I don't feel like I can win all of them. I feel I got a chance, though. See, that's a different, what you trying to say. I said I got a chance. Ain't that win
making,
them out?
You're making yourself sound contradictory.
No, you trying to bite pedal. You trying to bite pedal. They ain't going to let you out that easy.
Okay, all right.
I ain't gonna let you out there either.
Okay.
Well, can I tell y'all how many you need to do? You think about how many rounds you're going to shoot out. You go about 3 rounds. So you lock in 3 races. So it won't be that much wear and tear on the car, and the car might be able to make the rest of the
Let me ask you a question. Preach, you got a race car, right?
Yes.
You drag race, right?
Yeah.
If you lock in 5 races, no, we're going to use a common number that makes sense. If you lock in 3 races, do you think you're going to win all 3 of them?
Yeah, because that's the reason I locked them
in. I want you to elaborate. I want you to answer. I want you to answer the question, yes or no. Do you think you're going to win all three of them?
Yes.
Do you have intent to run all 3 of them?
Yes.
Okay, so why would you lock in a race that you think you're not going to win?
No, he said that he got a chance. Yeah, but let me
explain. Under the pretense that he's going to win, that don't mean he's going to win, but he think he can.
Both of y'all listen to this. A car that you have to work on after every round, a car that you can't afford to lock in a lot of races with.
Okay, hold on, Preet. I got a question for you, Preet. Have you ever in your wildest finite mind seen a person lock in 10 races in one day? 10,
nope.
9, 8, 7,
nope.
6, 5,
no.
4? Okay,
no.
Normally, at the most we see would be 3 races in a whole weekend of the same car.
Yeah.
So success was delivered from the beginning. But if a person locked in 3 races, if Tate locked in 3 races, it's 3 races he think he got 100% chance of winning. He's going into those 3 races with 100% chance of thinking he's got chance, but thinking he's going to run those races. He's not going there thinking he's not going. He's going in with the intent to run.
Bobby Cole, didn't you just say the same thing? If you lock him in, you think you're going to win him? Why you lock him in if you don't think you're going to win him?
Well, if he's saying he got a chance, that chance is saying, I got a chance on winning. So he's taking a chance on he's going to win. I ain't going to take
Bobby,
a chance on I'm going to lose.
What race would you lock in, Bobby, thinking you're not going to win?
My intention was to go and win.
Every race we have a 50-50 chance.
But
when you pick a person, you think you have a chance of winning when you agree on racing that person.
When you say, I think I'm going to win. When you say, I think I'm going to win. If we're going to have a chance, you got a chance on winning.
Now, Preet, you right when you say it's a 50-50 chance. But in your mind, you locked that race in to win. You didn't lock that race in to lose.
I locked that race in 100%
on my side. I'm going to win. You ain't about locking the race in thinking they're going to lose.
I lost the race because of the technicality of the car. The car broke. And see, other than that, I had, in my mind, 100% win on my end. But the car broke. So that knocked it down past 50-50. I got my ass whooped.
Now, I'm going to tell you guys something else. A lot of times you'll lock in that third race where you probably won't lock in but 2 at the most. A lot of times you lock that third race in because here Bobby Cole here at this race, I feel like I got to get him now because I've been running, chasing him. He's been one track on me another. He at this track on me another. This is probably the only opportunity I'm going to have to run Bobby. So I'm going to lock him in right now.
That'll make you lock an extra race in.
What I'm speaking of is that third race. Because law of averages, like I said, one car only going to lock in. Now, let's get this clear. Let's clear something up. We're speaking of these high-maintenance cars. I know that's what I'm speaking of. Now, these lower maintenance cars, you tend to lock in a little more because it don't take as much. But these high maintenance cars,
you use body cold now. If you use body cold, mm-hmm. you said you wanted them. Seems like that should have been your first lock in. If that's who you really wanted, that should have been your first lock.
It might be. It might be.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say it wasn't. I was just saying, you know, we've been missing each other all because he on one end, I'm on the other. But here's our opportunity to go to war. So I'm gonna lock him in at this track, at this race, at this event. You know, I may not have been looking for him, but just the fact that he's gonna be there, I may not get this opportunity again. I'm gonna try him today. I'm gonna try him this weekend at this race. That drive time gotta push that extra race in there. But my intent is to beat him. My intent is to lock him in just to run him. I'm going in to beat him. Now he may beat the rest off of me, but I'm going in that race to beat him.
I'm Bobby Cole to him. And I know this for a fact. I seen Bobby get beat and go back at his man the same day. Fact. Now, what you say about that?
Okay, well, listen the way a smart person would do it.
No.
If I
said,
Hold on, this is what I'm going to say to you, though.
It's just like I said, with a chance. Bobby felt that he can beat him. That's why he went back at him. That's fact.
Okay, but a person with good sense would be like, listen, I want to run Bobby.
Well, I get Bobby
I can beat Low. I can beat Big Low first. But if I whoop Bobby, Big Low ain't going to go. So now you look at the option of how you work your money out. I'm going to lock Low in first.
I ain't working the fact that with Bobby. I pretty much understand Bobby.
I'm just
Bobby
trying to explain to you how a smart person will land bet.
You better go to another one. That ain't work with that with Bobby. So Big Low ain't going to work in that concept.
He's not understanding.
In a lot of cases, what we have here lately is I might want to, like he's saying now, is I might want to run Sweetness first, and then I run Uncle Sam, then I run Ricky. I don't want to fuck my money up running Ricky because Uncle Sam ain't fast as Ricky. Sweetness not fast as Ricky. So I don't want to start up there. I got to take a step to get up the ladder.
Yeah, you don't need your homework.
But you take a person like Mario. He gonna jump over the ladder. He gonna look for Ricky. He don't want to slide down there.
He's after the fame.
But there's a difference though, Bobby, and you know this yourself. But Mario is like he's like Muhammad Ali. You got to put him here, and then we're gonna step on the other side of the ring and start putting the others.
Well, what happened? Let me say this though.
Mario may race the top guy, and they maximize the money to cover all four of the races.
There you go, Trigger. See, I didn't get a chance to finish my show. Why finish it for me? Mario gonna.
He may maximize the race to the amount of money that all them other races are covered. So no need to plan with them with his little bit of money. I'm gonna go for the gusto with the most money.
But you think about when the man show up. He's looking for the $50,000, plus he's going to try to lock two three motherfuckers in before the 50 comes. Then he got to still shot at the 50. So he's trying to leave with $100.
$100
in his hand.
Exactly.
Yes,
he's using his hand.
It's maximizing your money. Yeah.
But you got the fans were saying, oh, I want to see you run Bobby first. Or I want to see him run this guy. I mean, he got his plan already planned out.
Why would you take,
that ain't for us to say.
Take a bullet to the head with an automatic when you might have a chance of a revolver skipping? What I'm trying to say, if he beat the other two, use their money and go for it all, and it won't cost them that much to bet.
We understand that, but if I can race the one I really want to race, and this the one that's going to cover the money for all of them, like say they ain't gonna bet before $25,000, $2,500, $5,000, but I got this one over here that think he just as bad as me. We're going to bet $15,000, $20,000, $40,000. Yeah, I don't care nothing about them $2,500 because he's covered theirs and his.
I understand,
but one race instead
race
of three
Bobby.
Races.
Here's something else you not realize. Mario names put fear in motherfucker hard.
Already,
Mario, I got a car. Back. I got a car. How many motherfuckers you know jumping up to run? Hey, I'll run you.
No,
I'll run you. Ain't nobody seen Mario make good passes or you know decent passes with that motherfucking car yet. And how many motherfuckers you know out there trying to lock Mario in?
None. Not like that, but.
He has to jump to the top because the motherfucker up top already think he's the baddest motherfucker out there. So, of course, the motherfucker that's up top, he's going to run him. The Mario can't hustle. It's hard to hustle. We all use different tactics, and we go with shit different strategies. And a lot of fans just want to see them race each other, but sometimes it just don't. It ain't gonna play out like that.
No,
but if,
and we
if
have
you
to be.
Remember,
we have to know
hold on,
y'all.
Hold on.
If
hold
you
on, don't
remember,
hold on, hold on,
out
hold on,
there.
Hold on now. Hold on. Let me throw something else in there right quick. You know, I'm gonna let y'all talk. I like the discussion. As long as y'all manner, I like the discussion. Bobby, now we was at No Guts, No Glory. I seen you make more shakedowns than I ever seen you made. Now with that many shakedowns, Bobby, how could you run that many? How could you run a girls' race if you were shaking down like
well,
that, Bobby?
Well, I couldn't lock nobody in. Notice that I didn't lock nobody in.
I had
problems at Mike race. I burnt the motor up. I got the motor fixed. I went to Fuel Tech for two days.
Okay.
We had a problem with the car. So when we got there, we tried the same thing that we had in at Mike race, and it wouldn't work. So we had to take the whole tune up out and start all over again. Which you say, they look good. But it wasn't where we wanted to be. When I told you I wanted to run Sanchez, I said, well, okay, I'm where I want to be now. Okay, he can come on round next round. We can go ahead and run them. But then we were going to start the shootout then. So I had got the car to the potential that was satisfying to me and Jack. So we just determined that, hey, we're going to go with this. We're going to run what we got.
Right.
We had to have four rounds.
We would have been going faster and faster every round. Brother D, how would you lock in your races now? If you was coming there and your car wasn't ready, you were still trying to get your car right. How would you lock in your races on that, Brother D?
I think Bobby just spoke very well. I'm not locking no one in if I know my car not right. I don't care what you say to me.
Once I see
a number that I'm satisfied with, then I can try and buy somebody in. But until then, I got to be satisfied. Me, my tune and I, we got to be satisfied with the number that we see.
We was trying to get me, Uncle Sam, Joseph Webb, and Ricky. We was trying to do a four-car shootout. We all were going to put $5,000 in. They were going to put $5,000 on top of our money. But unfortunately, Phil had to go out of town, and Mario and Uncle Sam said they had to mind on doing something else, so it just fell apart. We didn't get to do it. Wasn't nobody in it but me and Ricky. So, before I left, we were gonna have to run each other. Was there?
Yeah. Okay, Bobby. You know I be on your ass all the time, but you know you one of my favorites, Bobby. Now, being the hustle that you are, Bobby, should you sit back and look and say, "Damn, Carlos Sanchez can't hardly get down the fucking track." Why couldn't you just try him for a couple thousand on a shakedown run? Because he wasn't doing shit getting out of the track.
But see, notice that a few times we kept knocking the tires off. We couldn't get down the racetrack. We had a problem, which we went over there and changed, took all the nitrous off the car. We did a lot of changing, but you just didn't see what we was doing. I mean, we had a problem, and we really still had a problem. We couldn't fix it right there. So, we just had to do the best we can with what we had. We changed the nitrous system around to make it work to run Ricky. So, I mean, I couldn't run at the full potential. So I had to just run, take a chance at what I had.
Beautiful.
It run good. Don't get me wrong now. But
The reason I ask all these questions, guys, and I appreciate Bobby telling the shit he's telling, and I appreciate everybody's answers, is because everybody in the stands just looking at the race don't realize how much shit going through or what's going on. They don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bobby.
When I saw that run after I made two passes and the car was working, the stand glued down. But you know what, dog? I really just feel like kicking myself in the ass. I mean, we ran Ricky. The car got to spinning out there and moved around to the right. But, you know, we got home. Me and Duran was just riding talking. I said, when did I put tires on the car last? He said, we put them on not too long ago.
You got some more out of your tires.
Sabrina's daughter told me, she said, you put them tires on in Mike Hill race last year. The car wouldn't hook. We took the tires off, and we put them back on at No Nuts, No Glory. So those tires been on that car 1 year.
Oh, right. Man.
Saturday, Thursday at Ball of Race, them tires had been on there 1 year.
Damn, Bobby.
I'm so busy doing everything else. I mean, but, you know, they work.
Don't
get me wrong. They work.
Didn't even think about it.
I didn't think about it. I promise. I had brand new tires and Tate needed some at his race, and I sold them tires to Tate, but I ain't never changed the tires since then.
See,
on the car at Mike racing, I was dragging the car around with the tires flat, trying to make the car hook and all that shit. That's when I put the tires on.
Yeah.
And I ain't never put another pair on that motherfucker.
So that was something you forgot, right?
That's something I had forgot. Yeah. I really forgot.
Okay.
I mean, we've been
a whole lot of shit.
The car's working. They was working, but, you know, when you got out there in the middle of the track, I mean, I ain't even told Jack about
it. You can forget a whole lot of shit when you lock in a whole bunch of races, too.
Yeah.
And will, because you're so interested in getting your shit together for the next time. You watching the time harder than you watching your own checks and balances. But we as fans, all we care about is getting the car around here and racing. We don't invest our time into understanding what goes into it. All we worried about is what we came to see.
Dog asked me that same question on the style. He said, Bobby, the car running perfect, what the fuck you making another pass for? I mean, but it looked good to him. But
yeah,
we was getting
it looked good to him, but not to you.
Right. The EG was not back where we needed it to be.
He got the paper to look at, too. Well, that's what I was asking. As far as the motherfucker on me is, and Carlos Sanchez was coming over there, and Bobby's looking that good, Bobby had to get me there. I was trying to motherfucker.
Well, you
Bobby
say Bobby look that good, but
him.
Bobby say Bobby don't look that good. Carlos don't normally stumble either. So it's always a gamble.
Lately, Carlos been stumbling. If he makes five passes, four of them fucked up. He been stumbling great lately. He ain't never. And when he first come out, he was a motherfucker. He going backwards right now.
You just basically don't know what he's doing. We start going faster and faster every round once we got the car. He was faster and faster and faster.
The only time I know a car ready to go, he make one pass and it look good, and he put that shit on the racks. And he wrecked that waiting on whoever come around now.
Now, I couldn't get no more passes out. I did that last one. It was time to race. Now, we did have a bye second round, and he wanted to turn the car up. I said, whatever you going to put in here, you better put it in there, because we were sent there. We got to run Ricky next round. So I'm not trying nothing else. When we run Sanchez, it ran, and we had that buyer ran real good. Sanchez was decent. So I said, whatever's in there, don't fuck with it. I didn't even let him put the computer on the car. I didn't let him touch that motherfucker. I didn't want to run him no 60 feet. I wanted to run him 660 feet. So if he beat me, just beat me down there. I didn't want him to beat me right here. So.
I'm gonna tell you this, Bobby. If you ain't seen what you need to see yet, and I know for a fact you're still looking for it, the next time you and Salty line up, I'm all in. Memphis Gangster.
I mean, I know what I can go. I mean, I always know what I can go with. Just the point of
if
fact.
You still looking for it, and that shit ain't there yet, and you got beat to just a smidge, man. Listen.
We can't have to run. But who's to say?
Who's to say what?
Come on.
There you go with this shit. Who's to say what? Come on with it.
I bet it with Bobby. I ain't lying, but, you know, hey.
Yeah.
Like I say, you never know. That's just like, okay, let's say.
I'm going to give it to you like this. So I know what you're trying to say. I'm going to give it to you like this. Neither one of us was at our best. We had to run the racetrack. We couldn't go as fast as we wanted to go because I didn't see the racetrack holding nothing that we had that we could put down. And Ryan was very smart. Jack was very smart. We took a stab at it, and they did too. And we come out, you know, tied up like two shoes.
Damn, so did.
Good report, Bobby. Good report and damn good race. Couldn't ask for no better.
Yeah.
We had been in Orangeburg or Steele somewhere, I mean, it would have been some shit to see. So I think they was pretty much so at a track where we can really go down a racetrack. That track was
both
iffy. It was good, but it was iffy. Yes, both of us.
Both of us.
Hey, Jughead wanted to say, or maybe Salty went at their best news. That's what Jughead wanted to say.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't, but that's okay. Yeah, that's okay too, Jughead. But at the end of the day, you got to take it where you, your chances where you think they, you know, where you, you know.
Yeah.
And some people choose Salty without a doubt, and some people decide to go with Memphis based on what the intel they get. So, you know, it go in either way. At this point, it can go either way.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what a particular program is going through until, you know, unless you're in that program. Because, you know, when Mario and J.R. Gray ran down in No Guts, No Glory, and J.R. Gray chained like him, everybody said, oh, Mario didn't have no problem because the flame was lit all the way down the damn track. But he had a problem, but he never told nobody, oh, I had a problem, and blah, 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 blah. He gave no excuses, said, yeah, he won, paid him off, and it was that.
Stephen McNair, the owner of the Salty B, that man looked me in my face, and as he said, if Bobby outrun me, that's the fastest he ever went in his life. That's what he told me.
Damn. Okay.
And Stephen don't joke. You know, he ain't the bragging kind of man, but he said, hey, he had a hot rod. Bobby had a hot rod. They both had a hot rod. That's all I know. They both had a hot rod.
And, you know, they raced before. So, you know, after a while, because you raced before and you know what your car do, and you figure you think you know what he do, because you're always looking at numbers and stuff, people are always paying attention to what the next one did next to me, you kind of can I think I can guesstimate how much he can go. They do that. People do that all the time.
The faster two cars go, the harder it is to really put a number on them. The faster they go.
Right.
Medium
the faster they go. Right.
You can just about tell. But the faster they go, it's hard to really put a number on it unless you haven't been that fast and you're out there doing it every day.
Exactly.
Yep. Right. I mean, we just have to go off data. That's all we can go off of. So, I mean, I know what I have been. I know what I have been. Mm-hmm. I know what I ran then, there. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
We just have to. You bet.
Hello.
But they pretty fast. Them cars fast, man.
Yeah, and also, you got to race the track because you're too busy looking at your opponent here. I seen
you have to race the racetrack.
I seen motherfuckers that were making good, clean passes all day long, and that motherfucker seen somebody go down Broadway looking damn.
I mean, you look at Stephen, them just left Bradenton, and it seemed like, I mean, they couldn't get over to the racetrack. They couldn't get over to the track, and the car was just, you know, it wouldn't run at its full potential.
Damn, that's
they came
down,
really? And the car looked a whole lot better.
All right, I just opened my little mic up. Hi, Joe, Juice Man, 762-8606. Y'all got the background on.
I'm looking for Joe.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Can't be for one gangster. I like the cereal.
Can't be for one gangster.
Pipe shop coming out this year. He's coming out.
Excuse me, sir. Where's your chapstick? Because there's a lot of kissing up around here. There's a lot of kissing.
Oh,
up.
Man.
Where's your chapstick?
I
ain't going to say they're kissing the ass. They might get offended and go, but it's a lot of kissing up.
I did notice every time Bobby started running pretty decent, shit started changing the flop.
Well, here's the thing with that, dog, and I can be honest. That's partly your fault. And I'm going to tell you why.
Come on with me.
Bobby is very synonymous, well-known, and he's been around this shit a lifetime. People want to see Bobby do well. And when he starts doing well, They want a black hero, and that's why they do it. But otherwise, they wouldn't give two fucks about Bobby. But he is a good black hero. He's been around forever.
Yeah, I know some of his struggles. Nobody say they can't see my joy. What they say, something about me or like me or don't like me. I love this race of shit. We know how to make my car go fast. Sometimes it can run fast, then I can go out again. The motherfucker might not run like that no more. So this shit is up and down, and it's a struggle out there fighting to make this motherfucker go that fast.
You got a point, yeah.
But they went over these guys. They fuck with these cars. So much. That's like,
what the fuck did you just say, man?
Like,
don't worry about him. Come on, man.
That's like him coming back. He'll want to go and change that whole that fucking tune-up, and his car running good.
3549, y'all got all that damn noise back there in the background. I had to close y'all back up.
They like Ryan and Jack and them, they want to keep trying something.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to make it go faster every time. Yes, they're trying to make it go faster every time.
Hey, dog, ain't nobody on my line. I ain't got no nose.
Oh, man.
Brief. You open up.
Okay, well, now you said I had a bunch of nose. I ain't got nobody on here.
Well, I don't know where. Maybe they was talking as soon as you opened your mic. Maybe I apologize. But you open up.
You got one apologize for tonight.
Hey, kid, stay out of the way, baby boy.
Okay.
Y'all on the show, you're gonna buy the cold, stay right there with you.
I feel like to me, it's gonna be a lot of new cars coming out. It's a lot of guys that, I mean, they plan on racing this year, so we just have to wait and see how it play out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bobby, we know Trigger Man was a force in this game now. And this year, at the end, he kind of bagged down because he didn't get his cars fixed. What you think going to happen once he get them cars finished up, Bobby?
I mean, I think he's got, you know, a new car is a hard task to start with, man. I mean, he's building a new hot rod. It's aerodynamic. It's light. He got good wheelbase. So it ain't like he's been driving these short wheelbase cars I got. I mean, my car's 103. And they like 109 or 110, 111. I mean, that's a lot of wheelbase different in trying to make that car go. I mean, I'm basically 150, 150 pounds heavier. So
You can't hit a home run the first time out, though, can't you? You can't hit a home run, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah, he got a new 69 Camaro.
Oh, man.
Beautiful.
Damn. Is it two chassis?
Oh, yes.
Now, that y'all go talking towards, huh? Y'all talking towards.
It starts suspension, baby.
Yeah, everything coming out now, them cars, like a big country, them cars, it's nice. Them cars are really pretty. We got quite a few cars that's coming out. They already ready. I saw some of the rollers and shit like that, but you got some bad motherfucking cars coming out this year.
Is it all chrome molly up under the motherfucker or what?
Hey, man. The man got a hot rod, bro. That's all I know.
Y'all was starting to give the information to everybody needs. Is he chrome molly or not?
That ain't gonna make
rehab
that y'all going to the grill.
They're coming in.
You got to be
Oh. What you say about the grill?
About that rehab they going to the grill? Let's talk about that too.
Not the grill.
I don't know about none of that shit you talking about.
Yeah, dog. Back to the question at hand. I don't think they're gonna have much of a problem trying to make the car go fast. I mean, with Ziff and the guys helping them over there, they pretty sharp, and they know how to go fast. So hopefully that, you know, the power plants and stuff that they put in them cars, the new cars. I mean, that shit is fast.
Mm.
And I know he can't wait, motherfucker.
I mean,
bad couple generation ain't got what it takes to get out there, boy. But he's been having fun still, so I just hope he get out there and get hold of the car real fast.
Look what he was doing when he had Backstabber. When Backstabber was the top of the contender.
I don't think nothing different is going to happen. I mean, Trigger Man going to be a force of reckoning with, and he going to talk that shit.
Excuse me, Dre.
I'm listening, man. You know, you was talking kind of jazzy about the Grudge. You want to try something with my cousin,
Kyle? I don't know you're cutting in. Right now, we redoing some shit, so we out of commission right now. Fly to the next year, but 2024 mm-hmm. Yeah.
He that light-skinned nigga from up north. He don't like the word nigga, he that light-skinned guy from up north that, wear a badge. They call him the sheriff.
Dre, y'all putting that chrome all shit up on the bottom of it? Say what? So y'all putting that chrome molly shit up on the bottom of it? Putting chrome molly up on it. What the fuck y'all talking about?
Y'all using titanium. They using titanium.
Yeah, y'all using
chrome molly? Oh, man, titanium costs too much.
Man, I don't even know what the fuck chrome molly and titanium is. What the hell? I never heard
of that. All right, let's address this elephant in the room. Hold on, let me talk to Bobby. Let's address this elephant in the room. Bobby, what are we going to do about David Reese?
Oh, David Reese, he don't run nothing over here with us. I mean, David got anything on 28th, he got a fast-ass car. But I don't per se run anything on 28th. I mean, it's just them cars too fast.
Yeah.
When you do that, you're allowed. I mean, when you say anything on 28, you can get
blower,
you can get a roost blower, you can get twin turbos, you get a 959, you get a 980. For us to be fucking with. So, when you open the door for them motherfuckers, it's just you got to close it real fast.
Do Bobby Cole want to go up against him?
I ain't running nothing but 5-inch 484.
Okay.
Something I think is very much so compatible.
I'm asking all these questions because, you know, y'all getting some good information today. That, like I said, we sit on the sideline and don't know what the hell be going on. But y'all better pay attention to me.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
You know, yes, sir. I heard a question was asked earlier with a motherfucker locking race in that. He don't have a chance in hell in winning. And you know what? On that question, sometimes, yes. Because if you can get in the motherfucker.
No, hold up. Great. Did nobody say nobody locked the race in and don't have a chance in hell of winning? That ain't what they
said. No, I'm saying they said, will the motherfucker lock a race in that they won't win? And the answer to that question is, yes. If I can get in that motherfucker head and piss him off and make him go out there and do something stupid, hey, hell yeah. I'll lock his ass.
You ain't going to gamble on no motherfucking $5,000 somebody you think you could get in somebody's head.
Yeah.
I mean, make it make sense.
$5,000, though, buddy.
I mean, for any money, any of your money that you got to pull out of your pocket, you're not going to come out there and run me because you think you can make me mad.
Hold on.
I ain't driving
for
you.
Not the if word.
Hold on. One run you. Yeah, we'll run you. You getting the motherfucking driving. Now, since you're running your goddamn house.
I mean, nobody don't drive no more,
Ray,
man.
Ray, don't start that.
Man, we don't want to hear that old dumbass
Ray,
shit.
Ray, don't start that, Ray. Because if he tells you to get in the car.
Yeah, so you can't come here with all that bullshit, man. I mean,
what I'm saying, though, some niggas, I ain't going to mean say nigga, but some people have done it before. Locked in races that they know damn well they shouldn't even lock in because they didn't have a chance at hell in winning. And some of them won, and some of them got their ass whooped. That's just a chance you take, though.
That's just a chance you take on locking any race in. So it don't make a difference because you think you can win. That's why you call it no time. You don't really know how fast I can go. You can think, you can guess.
Yeah, I mean, ain't no.
And then, other thing, motherfucker don't know, a cart not going to run the same goddamn number every time. So these motherfuckers talking about they won't run class cars and this and that, because motherfucker done lit the board up before. You just seen that number. You don't know if that's the right number that motherfucker running or not.
Well, if that's way more than what I am,
if you're a true hustler, and the motherfucker put up a fast time, you don't want to run side no motherfucker like that. If you're a hustler now.
Nah, I'm saying, we not gonna run nobody like that. But you know that's what I'm just saying. I've been seeing a lot of people say, oh, I ain't gonna run no class car. And then I heard motherfucker say, I run a class car. Shit, he ain't gonna go that same time every time.
If a motherfucker
they gonna look at it like, shit, I can't go that number. And now they ain't gonna run, but they possibly thinking about running. But then when they see, oh shit, he be such a then ran that number, I ain't gonna back out there.
Shit, you got bracket racing run the same number every time. I mean, he try to run the same number. You might not think they can run it back to back, but they can.
They'd be in the ballpark. Could be in the ballpark.
Nah.
I mean, you can get lucky sometimes. I mean, but there's other factors that go into that. Like, I'll give you a prime example. Keith Barron went out there and ran that. He set the world record, that duck race. Boss called him out the same fucking week. But Boss knew get him over to Jackson, out of the element.
Mm-hmm.
You know that track was going to be prepped the same way his dog on duck race. That he had a chance to fuck him up. And that's exactly what he did. We knew both wasn't running their goddamn number. But that's what he did. I'll give you another example. So, you remember that day? You remember when you seen us at the racetrack with Crazy Horse?
Yeah.
We was locked in to run a car that had a way bigger motor than this, that we had no business fucking with. But we knew if he was like DJ Grant. If you let that motherfucker take more than two passes, he was gonna try to put too much power in that motherfucker and blow the tires off. But we took that gamble because for one, we were tired of them talking shit, and then we knew that hey, the more passes he made, the worse that goddamn car was gonna get.
So you think Bobby was smart by letting Woody Noka get out of the track? Decent, besides just guessing what he can do if you put more to it, you think he was smart or a dumbass? Which one you think?
Smart. Because watch this. I'd rather have a fighting chance than have no chance at all.
Okay. Got a point, though.
Give me a chance to fight for my money rather than blow the tires off, watch that bitch go down the track.
Okay. Yeah.
If you had the track, go ahead.
Now, you just to show you how important that race was, you notice ain't nobody even trying to rag man one of them guys. Ain't nobody trying to rag man one of them guys. That was a true good damn race right there between two bad motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's probably one of the closest races we've seen all year long.
You can't rag.
That's probably one of the closest races we've seen all year.
No, I say you can't rag them. I said you're going to rag them, shit.
Motherfuckers went out there and laid it all on tape.
Wasn't nobody else out there trying to go at 9-1-0.
Huh? That's a good point. That's a good point because they doing the shit that us spectators want to see. You got the two baddest motherfuckers up there getting down, and they going down, and they neck and neck.
Yeah. I was cussing Bobby out. You motherfuckers been down there. I wanted to see this race. I was cussing this motherfucker out. But when they did that race right there, I was in harmony because I love that shit. Them bitches went to kill each other. I love that shit.
Yeah, they laid it all on the table.
Yeah.
One thing about that motherfucker Bobby Cole, he old and antique like a motherfucker, but he done surfaced back around on top again.
Y'all don't realize it. Bobby just real. He's about one of the realest motherfuckers out there. Win, lose, or draw. That's what y'all don't realize. That's why I like asking them questions. He's going to tell it the way it is, whether you like it or not. He's going to just about damn near tell the truth to your ass.
Yeah, I mean, Marquis, he He was pushing for us to do that race so bad. But now, like I told him, that wasn't going to save him. I mean, I'm still looking for Joseph Webb. They got something belonging to me.
Oh, man. Not that pocket change.
Back ready. Yes, I got to try that ass again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an asshole about racing, and I don't brag about what I do. But if you whoop me, that just makes me go back and work hard on my program to try to fight your ass again.
Mm-hmm.
If I whoop somebody, they can turn right on, wreck around, and come back and get my ass, and come on, get it back.
Got a point, though.
Deja vu. I'm going to run Deja vu as soon as we can open this fucking shit back up. I'm going to run him. I'm going to get Joseph Webb, and I'm going to start over again. They just got to whoop me.
Yep.
Joseph Webb's in a bad spot right now, ain't he? He got two of the baddest motherfuckers on the land looking for him.
Hey, Bob, I gotta get the rest of them parts from you, Bob. I ain't forgot.
Man, stop that.
Them two motherfuckers right there, Rick and him. There wasn't nobody else at the motherfucking track trying to run them, so shit, they better let them two motherfuckers go out there and battle it out.
No, the shit came out the way it's supposed to.
I mean, we gave him a good show. I mean, we had to run,
Bobby
had to run Troy. Troy ain't no goddamn slouch at all.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought he grew red when he blew your head off your head.
Flop, that shit came out the way it should have came out, Flop. Them two motherfuckers met in the finals. When I seen them when they drawed, I said, good. The only way these bitches meet is in the finals. They keep winning. These motherfuckers got to fight in the finals. And they kept winning.
Yeah.
They kept winning.
And Bobby, like I said, Bobby did the right thing by putting what he put in there. I mean, the thing is, he could have put some more power in there, and he might have swung from the fences.
The track wasn't going to take it. And the only way we can put something in there, it's gonna have to be from the sideline. And if
now,
I
Bobby,
took a chance, I wasn't going to take a chance on blowing the tire away, and I couldn't do it.
Bobby, now you need to tell the people now. One thing that made that shit go so smooth, every time we called these motherfuckers around to the lanes, they was around to the lanes ready to go. You got to let people know that hit. Yeah. Yeah. That helped a lot. Motherfuckers don't realize that shit. Well, no, they was doing what they were supposed to fucking do. People don't realize
we
have our own problems with a lot of shit. We come out there and want to check the damn air pressure, put the new ball in and all that. Man, when you come out of them lanes, you're supposed to be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was so many motherfucking people over there. I called Bobby. Bobby, where the fuck y'all come out of? Bobby said, we up here. They was in the front. I couldn't even see the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the car's already up there. I didn't go to the sideline not one time. One time I came down, they were testing. That was it. I didn't go up that damn time. I ain't even see now right.
So many goddamn people. I couldn't even see the goddamn car. I'm calling Bobby. What the fuck you waiting on, man? Let's go. No, we already up there. Oh, okay. My bad. Yep.
Come on, man. Get your slow motion ass out my face. Out my way.
You know, I was thinking about last night, dog. Like you said, people were started bashing it. I mean, I just don't understand how they were doing that. That 69 Camaro ran by five races. That little gray truck ran three or four races. That Bone and them ran like 10 races. 15 Sick ran by 7-8 races. But you know what? You know what I looked at, though, and I thought about today?
Mm-hmm.
They don't look at those little cars as racing. They don't
look
at that. They want to see the fast cars.
Name.
So you
the
say
name,
it wasn't
name,
too much going on, but them fucking little cars
name.
Did a lot of goddamn racing. One man.
Stay in your lane. Them guys, Jason Grace, up there to damn BMW.
Yeah, Krumman did about three or four races Krumman did.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. But you know what get me though, Bobby? The motherfuckers that was talking weren't even at the motherfucking race. That's what pissed me off. The bitches that were talking weren't even at the race.
Yeah.
And then I said something else too, guys. when they closed the race down Saturday, don't you know them folks wasn't trying to close that race down? If they stayed out there 2 hours trying to get that bullshit up, if they was trying to close the race, but they wouldn't even try to get it up. They just couldn't get the shit up.
The temp was falling that night in Florida. It was damn near 50 degrees. 50 degrees is fucking cold down there.
Yeah.
It was a different kind of cold. If it was too cold, it wasn't gonna dry up, and it was a bad chance of somebody going down there wrecking a goddamn car. And then you say, oh yeah, okay, they should have stopped it. No. Mm-hmm. Ozzy them gonna take. He's not gonna take no chance. If he can't get it right, Sydney ain't gonna do it. His count.
That's right.
Good report.
I see motherfuckers on the damn internet. Oh, I ain't coming. I ain't going. I didn't go. Ain't nothing going on. Ain't no
action. Well, I said to myself, I was so happy that they did come because it was a motherfucker goddamn room for people to move around and more cars to make more passes.
Same thing I told them about. Same thing I told the motherfucker. I'm glad you didn't come. We ain't had no room to put your bitch ass nowhere.
Damn. How long you been holding that in, dog?
I have. If they're right, they're right, kid.
But if they just put out false shit, I'm gonna say something about it.
Mm-hmm.
That was more racing down there than the people realized. Like Bobby will tell you, Kelly and Monica, they had the staging lanes running pretty goddamn good. I mean, it was pretty goddamn good. This, every year gets a little bit better.
It was a good race. Seemed like it was less hectic down there than it used to be.
That race, I had been like 10 races supporting different people, so I mean, I didn't support it out, shit.
So Bobby, after you done worked so hard and spent that much motherfucking money, how'd it make you feel at least come out successful at the end, Bobby? How'd it make you feel, Bobby? You still got all pressure.
At this point, dog, I got a call yesterday. Let's take this out. We got to change this. Let's try that. I mean, it's a never-ending. It's always doing something.
Never-ending battle.
I spent about $11,000 just to come to that race. And got down there. I had $2,300 in my pocket when I left FearTech for 2 days. I came down there and still had to go to the bank and get $4,000 out of the bank. But I got down there Friday evening.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I just love to do it, and that's just the way it is, you know.
Oh, yeah, well,
and
you've been doing it for a long time now.
Yeah.
God,
you know, I took the motor to Gene. I put the motor together. Went back home, put it in the car. I left that Sunday. And I was gone ever since. That, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I took the car to FearTech. They worked on it. I left, came home, picked Shell up, came back to pick the car up from FearTech the next day, and left came straight on down there.
Damn.
All about.
You a truck driving motherfucker, ain't you?
Well, that's what you do for
hey,
a
no,
living.
That
nigga said you got 20,000 just to fuck off.
What he's saying is, they got to pay for their hardest.
I spent $11,000, just say $15,000, and we got $3,800 a piece. I'm happy though. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because basically, I got the job back where I need to be, and that's it. And he gave me a tip.
And he gave me a tip.
Oh, man.
Probably
call.
Can you use the top
check
or anything over there? Anybody wipe the car off or anything?
Man, when that car come back, I knew Dog never gonna call us, which he did call me and say, "Hey, we be back up here at this time." So we slowed us down. But when that car come in, everybody got something to do. It's six of us, and that six thing when we walk away, all of them.
I gave him 2 hours. Juice. I gave him 2 hours because I was trying to round it out. Where I'm trying to get me a motherfucking job here.
Yeah, next race, I want to Bobby be at the trailer, and I just want to hold a clipboard and make sure y'all do the
shit.
You're going to pick crew, huh? I want to be the crew. The crew chief. I ain't pit my ass. I'm chief on it.
Oh, that's Bob Hall.
Yeah, I want to tell Bobby, ain't enough air in that tie, Bobby. Act right now. Get right.
I'm going to say, you know, you see that car with smoke tonight, Jack, on the
cheese.
You see, it was smoking on the left side, dog, real bad. It was just dude burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered the outer ring. Gene did the motor and everything. You know, he did all the motor work. We ordered the ring, and when I got everything back home to put the motor together, it was no ring. So I called back and get off the shit. I'm down to 2 days now. I got to put
the old ring.
I had to put the old rings back in the mother. You know, I burnt the motor up, so I burnt two of the pistons up. So them two rings was fucked up. So I had to call Gene. They had the red label me for two rings. And he had half of them. He didn't have the top one, so I had to put the damn bottom rings back on, which we had burned up at my place. So I had to put the back in the goddamn car. And so sent them to me while I was at the track that Friday, that Thursday.
Yeah.
Jack wanted to have the motor down.
I thought the red come over there and picked the box up. I saw him picking the box up, man.
Jack wanted to have the motor down Friday and put the motor back together Friday night. I said, man, fuck that motor. I'm going to leave it just like it is. It blow up, it just blow up again. But I went down that motor down,
That's all right, kid. But Willie, that's all right, y'all. I'm going to put check Bobby twice next to his name on my clipboard. Check his shit twice.
Hey,
Trigger, so you say you going to make sure them piston rings get in on time?
Hell yeah. And Bobby can say he did it. I just need to verify. I hear you say you did it, but I need to verify.
Trigger
says
she's gonna have you an extra
set of
ring next time.
Yeah, in my damn pocket. Okay, if it fit, I'm gonna put them right in the Bobby, them old ones. Put these on, honey. Here you go.
I had a time frame to be at Field Tech, and I had to go. I couldn't miss it because he was on the PRI, so they stayed there 2 days and fucked with
Let me ask you a question, Bobby, and I ain't counting nobody's pocket, but if you could afford it, Bobby, the shit you know you probably fuck up, why don't you just get some extras on the shit you know you fucked up?
Did have extra. It was all brand new when I came to Mike Race. We had a problem with the car went bad, and it burned up. I was waiting on the rods, so I had two sets of rods. I got 20 pistons, and that was my last set of rings, so it was brand new. And I didn't get a new set. I didn't have time enough to get a new set. But see, they didn't have them in when Gene ordered the motherfucker. They didn't have them in stock, but they charged us for them. But the guy said they didn't have any, so we were stuck. Scotty G had to send me the head gaskets because nobody had any.
Oh man, not Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan had to send me some. Man, he had some guy to make me a set in one day, and they shipped them to me the next day.
Right on.
But I bust my ass.
That's how serious it
way.
Is. And Bobby, we're going to pay our little $30 and want you to make miracles happen.
Shit.
They were working like the NHRA boys.
Yeah. We're going to pay our little $30 and walk past your trailer, your tent, and be like, man, I hope I ain't pay my $30 for this motherfucker to say this car ain't right. You know?
Bobby can't,
we don't even
Bobby
have a clue,
bullshit,
but that's
Bobby
how we
can't
act.
Bullshit me no more now. Bobby can't bullshit me no more because they don't think I'd be writing that shit down. Bobby done made a shakedown, and 35 minutes after that, he was back up there to make a million.
Dog, you and me wrote that shit down. 2024 is going to be serious for a bunch of motherfuckers. I wrote
Bobby,
a lot of shit.
Really, Bobby, how you get back around there that damn quick, Bobby?
Man, that motherfucker, that goddamn tuner. I mean, I had to let the motor cool down from the time he come from the other end back to the pit. And, I mean, it's back down about 125. I had to let it cool down about 110 before I put the chill on it. When Jack went and plugged the computer to it, he started saying it about 10, 15 minutes. Hey, I'm ready to go. I'm ready. You are. Get the car back up there. I mean, it ain't cool. Transmission down. That motherfucker want to go back up there.
Them motherfuckers up there in 35 minutes, kid. Our time
that's the turnaround time.
Back up there. I said, damn. The fuck you get?
Yeah.
Because Rick and them normally the fastest motherfucker to turn them around, but Bobby turned that somebody around real quick then.
That's a good crew working.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were there. They were on
Everybody got a job.
Yeah. It ain't no easy task, I can tell you that. And you got to have some guys to know what they're doing. That way you ain't got to go behind everybody. So I do sort of kind of like check. I'm McIntyre. Check the wires again. Check behind this. So I do kind of go behind them.
But there's things that you have to do that way you won't miss. When I come back, Duran put about a pound of air back in the back tires. Ken changed the bottles. She put the battery charger on. I'm taking one side of the plugs out. Mac taking one side out. I'll take them out while he's waiting on Jack to come. We got to take the fuel cap off so you won't forget the fuel. So there it is. The car done.
Yeah, everybody got a job to do.
Hey, Bobby.
What up, Bobby?
I want to let you know, too. That shaker, no good motherfucking 6 mile Randy tried to talk slick about you, talking about you ran out of gas at the starting line. I said, ain't no motherfucking way in hell he ran out no goddamn gas, right? So I found out what happened. So I'm just telling you how these slick-ass niggas, they watching the goddamn internet, and they goddamn try to talk shit about motherfuckers that's out goddamn putting in some fucking work. He gonna say, goddamn, you a goddamn clown, and your program fucked up because you ran out of gas. I'm just letting you know that, man. Stay on his ass, man. He said they got a picture of goddamn Ralph with a gas can with your car at the stage.
I know what happened. Oh, yeah.
But I'm just telling you how these fag ass niggas that be on the back line and goddamn they slick.
I had 10 drums of gas down there. The damn fuel line came a little.
Worry about a pussy
broke ass nigga saying something about me telling fucking.
Damn.
Get him some money and go get him a
fucking
car.
I don't even own that in, Bobby.
I spent more on you bitch ass nigga than you ever have in your fucking life.
Lord, how much? That's 6 mile Randy you talking about, man.
Got two motherfucking cars doing the same thing.
I forgot to tell you about it that day, Bobby, but I want you to know that fagging motherfucker. I'm going to hold up.
Oh, come on, Tate. Come on, Tate.
Get him on the phone now, Bobby. Get him on the high
net. That's 6 mile Randy.
I ain't got time to argue about it, man. I ain't going to worry about that shit.
All I heard was faggot motherfucker. I was in here trying to pray.
Bobby, bad acting, man.
He said broke, faggot ass nigga. Yeah, bitch ass nigga. I don't know.
Good. He said broke faggot motherfucker.
He been like that.
I like that nigga.
He been like that, Trinkle.
God damn. I was minding my business and I heard the word faggot. He used to whoop us back in the day, Trico.
Hey, Bobby.
Damn.
When you turn around and made that motherfucking blast, he come right on that stage. God damn, Bobby ain't no motherfucking pushover. That goddamn Bobby ride.
Oh, man.
Who we talking about, Tay?
6 mile fucking Randy.
I know Randy was a faggot, but I didn't know he was a broke faggot, too.
Come on, dog.
It's the broke.
Well, he the one said it. He said if he's doing the pushing, he ain't no faggot.
Hey, dog.
That easy? Huh?
Yeah. Hey, I really hate to get Trico started and piss her off, but sound like somebody snowballing around this motherfucker, Trico.
No. Wait a minute. We don't use that type of shit on this show. Take that shit to the other show.
Okay,
we don't use that on here.
I'm going back.
Thank you. KSO. Hurry up. We do a lot of shit on here, but that shit that we don't do right now.
Okay.
No. Thank you.
No. Hey, Trico. Well, here go one thing you got to know, though. That term came from up there about where the person who they talk about stay at.
Hey, listen. We bought some shit, but we ain't bought that gay ass shit. No.
Not in Motor City.
As a mole folks say, all of my born days, ain't never heard of that.
No, song. Don't ever want to hear about it. If you really want to know the truth, that really pissed me off because, you know, I can take anything people say to me, but that type of shit, that is like outside of outside. That shit, you might have to go twice. that bullshit down, man. That's some nice fast shit.
That damn thing now that's really jacked the shit. I mean, you have to prime that motherfucker. And that Daniel said now primed it. He was shooting the fuel right out of that motherfucker. You know, by me just putting the goddamn car together, I must have didn't tighten that line up. It's got a filter that goes from the pump to the up on the intake, and that's where that came loose. But I'm just glad they caught it. In case he went down that fucking track, it would have brought that goddamn car up. Yeah, it would have brought it up.
Glad he didn't do that.
Fuel injection is totally different from carburetors.
Oh, yeah. That pump run, it pumps a lot of gas in about a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't got no kind of hard switch on there, nothing to turn it off if the pressure don't get you up on it.
You got a primer button. Just, man, primes it up. You just fire it up and it goes off there. It turns with the motors. When you fire it up, you can't stop it. That shit blowing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a lawnmower. You leave that switch on, so it'll blow the line off. And then turn the fuel injection.
There they go.
I'm
seeing one of them pipes on there.
Mm. Y'all got all that exotic shit. Y'all got that white folks shit.
Oh, man.
What you got on your car, dog? Holly Blue? You
ain't
got one of
them. Oh, man, not the Holly Blue.
I got a quad jet too?
A quad
jet? You ain't got one of them mechanical fuel pumps, do you?
A red one at that.
Oh man, not the Holly Red.
A red one.
Hey, Bobby.
Huh?
And a set of Kelly Springfields. A set of Kelly Springfields.
Not the Kelly Springfield, dog.
West Lalo. When did they go to the Phoenix tie, dog?
Phoenix tie. You know, Phoenix tied it.
Yep,
Phoenix tried it.
Yep,
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 yep.
When did they go to the Phoenix tie? They never Phoenix tied.
You know, Phoenix
tied
it.
Yep,
Phoenix,
yep, yep,
Phoenix,
yep,
Phoenix,
yep,
Phoenix,
yep.
Phoenix.
That's what Didi run. That's what
Didi
run, Bobby.
Yeah, where he run Phoenix.
Yep. God, man. You went way back then,
Bobby.
God damn.
But that was the first regular tie came out. If I ain't mistaken.
I remember they used to run the Firestone, then Firestone went out of business. They came out with a
that Phoenix.
Some shit like that.
What kind of can you got in that motor? You ain't got one of them on three-quarter cans, do you?
I don't run them, but I got dual points.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, not the dual point distributor.
What you selling with a couple of sheets of newspaper folded over?
Oh, man. The matchbook.
Y'all motherfuckers sick.
Mm, mm, mm.
I hear that goddamn four barrel of them up then.
Especially them old 455 Buicks. Especially them old Buicks, dog. Them Buicks.
It sounded good with it open up, though. That's what it sounds good with it open.
Yeah, all the 71 came out with a 750 quality jet on it. Hey, you were very rare to catch them, though. Cadillacs and that old Buick, that 225.
Oh, man.
Oh, that electric 225. Yeah, no motherfucker there.
Bobby, we had a motherfucker with a push button Dodge.
Not the 63.
Well, yeah,
hydromatic. Not the typewriter.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
No, fluid drive, dog.
Yeah, it's hydromatic.
I transported one of those before. Got to push the button.
We had the Buick. You take the steering wheel and push it over to get in the car, and then you pull the steering wheel back to get in.
Oh, man.
That was a Buick. I forget what year. That was an early 60 model Buick. I remember that.
Yeah, we had one of them motherfuckers.
A motherfucking steering wheel where a motherfucker, you push it over and come back to it and pull it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
God dang. Oh, hey. That's a bad motherfucker. I don't want to be in that. I don't want to ride no shit like that. Dog had to push the button when you push the motherfucking button and put it in gear.
Mm-hmm.
You had them stick shift. And then that close ratio, that rock stick shift, bang them gears.
Not the rock crusher, baby.
Hey, dog. Since Drake ain't come up to speed, we gonna get him something up more his age. We're going to give him them swivel seats, them swivel buckets. I want them Monte Carlo.
Not the 73 Monte Carlo.
Swivel bucket seats.
Hey, time out, man. I ain't trying to come up and see you with none of that. Y'all keep me out of that bullshit.
Hey, Flop,
keep it old and professional, baby. I'm just trying to listen. I'm just listening.
Hey, anybody ever had one of the more GTX with a banana stick? Anybody ever had one of the more GTX with a banana stick?
Yeah, the long ass shit.
I snatched that motherfucker. The whole shipper broke out from my hand. I reached out at the bottom of that bitch and kept on shipping. I reached out at the bottom of that bitch and kept shipping. I snatched that bitch in second gear so goddamn hard. The whole thing fell off in the top.
Lord, how much?
That old mobile, RT charger.
So bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in the army down there in Fort Rock, Alabama, boy. I come through that motherfucker. I was going about 100. When nobody on the road with me and another car behind me, every time I top a hill, that's somebody top a hill. I top a hill, he top a hill. When that bitch got almost close to me, he threw that light on me, boy. I smashed that bitch and ran out of his life. But he had already called the people at the fort. When I got to the gate, the damn MPs was waiting on my motherfucking ass.
What was you driving, dog?
I had that 69 goddamn it GTX.
You had a bad piece.
Yeah,
I had one.
Right. Yeah. I was going about 100 miles an hour.
And I'm saying,
about every time I top of here, this motherfucker top of here. I said, who the fuck back there going this fast?
Yep.
That motherfucker top one of you got all closed when I slowed down. That motherfucker throw that lot on me. When he throw that lot on me, I... Yes, sir. Throw down GTX. That's what he's running 160 some miles out, man. That's what he's running 160.
Yes. Yeah, oh, from the factory with 140 on the dash.
First race car I had was a family car. I was a little boy. My brother used to drive. Had a goddamn LTD with a 390 Cleveland with that Quaker State oil. We had to tear that bitch down. Every single one of you down all
like that. But the stuff he was saying made a whole lot of sense.
810-7711 with all that damn noise. Go ahead. I close him back up.
The Quaker State. Quaker State oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got that Quaker State. You got to tear that motherfucker down. You got all built up everywhere in that motherfucker.
Everybody motor was clogged up like a motherfucker. But back then, Quaker State was supposed to be the best oil. Everybody was using that shit.
Yeah. Well, Daddy, that's the only thing they use. Yeah, they had the motherfucker 390. Well, 390 will run now. Fuck,
well,
I'm talking about
a big
fold.
But Bobby, Hey, Bobby, they say it now. Huh? We know, Bobby, every time we took one down, it was gunked up like a motherfucker. But they said, as long as you don't tear it down, it'll keep running. As long as you don't tear it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, oh, people tear them down. Clean up, getting that gunk out of them clean, fucking the field up.
Them drain holes.
Yeah. You catch the right 390, that motherfucker will run.
Now, that 340 Dustin. Now, Bobby, I don't know what this motherfucker was cheating me back then. A bitch had a 340 Duster. I couldn't beat that motherfucker with my damn GTA. He had a 340 Duster and was fucking me up.
Well, that Duster came with that Ram Air shit on it. That's how they yep. running much quicker. And he didn't have a bigger motor in it, though, but that motherfucker was just quick because it was light and short.
Yeah.
Man, that man fucked me up every time I go out there. I'm out there trying to...
I didn't weigh no more about... Probably weigh 3,000 pounds.
Yeah, that X was heavy, but that motherfucker had a good motor in it.
Some of his weighed about 3,800 pounds.
Yeah, because it's going to spin. That X was speed because it got power. You had more torque than he had horsepower.
Guess what I'm saying? The way all that torque on that motherfucker. Yes, sir.
Back then, you ain't know how to slip that clutch like you do now. Yeah,
Bobby, I was dumping that clutch now. I just got that goddamn, I couldn't beat the motherfucker. I was dumping that clutch.
I know, you couldn't beat it when you're dumping it.
Hey, dog, what about them old Ford Fairlane? Them old Ford Fairlane ran back in the day, too, didn't
they? They were pretty good for what they were. They were pretty good for what they were.
Yeah, Fairlane had a 500 with a 4-speed. You come out with a 4-speed in it.
That's what my old man had growing when we were growing up.
That's when they went to the 428 Ford.
Mm-hmm. 428 Cobra Jet
was nothing to fuck with. That long motherfucker could. That's when Chevrolet came out with the 66 Chevelle, and then Ford had the Fairlane.
What they had a 396 in the body? Hold up, what they had a 396 or 427 in that Chevelle? What was in it?
In the Chevelle, it had 396.
The Chevelle was 396. Them 60s was
396. 396
folks. The 70 model came with their folks on the shelf.
And the Ford had the 428 full speed come out.
Cobra Jet.
When they came out that damn 4-4.
I had a 69 70, they call it, V28 too now. That bitch, that was a running motherfucker, man. That was a running motherfucker.
That in the split bumper.
V28?
Small block.
Yeah, Bobby. That was a running motherfucker there, man. Another guy had one. We both in the army. He had one too, but he could outrun me. He never did tell me what he could do. Hey, man, who got all the noise? What he did, Bobby, he had changed the cam on me. He changed the cam on me. That's what it
was. Oh, man, got slick on you, dog.
Hey, dog. That goddamn Bobby had a white 69 with a black top. You talking about popcorn. You can hear that motherfucker from a mile and a half away. Best sounding motherfucker in the city.
Yeah.
I ran, though, Flop. What it run like? It ain't your business how I ran.
Hey,
you've been doing the same thing you doing today, cheering for Bobby. Man, Bobby, the show look good.
Hey, well,
I ain't gonna sit here and lie and say I ain't never been
Drake,
about the same.
But Drake, you younger than us, so when Bobby had that car, you was still in diapers.
Oh, man. Not the Pampers, Flop.
Dre was still in diapers when Bobby had that car.
I might have been.
That's a badass small block in there. 400, mm-hmm. not 440, 440 inch small block. 400. Transmission. They still got that car. I saw
it
to my buddy.
I was trying to find that damn noise.
Mm-hmm.
But Bobby had one sound like popcorn. Like what you said, sound like popcorn.
Yes, sir. You could hear him from a mile and a half away. That exhaust was talking.
He ain't put them damn cherry bombs on it. He ain't put them cherry bombs on it.
No. I don't know what
Super,
he did.
Super Shop Special. Super Shop Special.
I had all original 69 Camaro. That slick the shit on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Them was the good old days, man. Them was the good old days. You can't never get them back. If you never experienced it, you never
can. I sold that car when I bought the Corvette. I sold that car when I bought the Corvette.
Damn.
Man, I need my head whooped, too. I just sold it when I got that motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
That when you went and got that white bit.
No, red car.
Oh yeah, that's the one you were driving on the street. That white and black one.
Yeah.
Oh man, goddamn.
Oh, okay.
Well,
hey,
he
man,
on the highway.
Hey, I'm talking about Bible code now. Other individuals got something to say. Hold your motherfucking tongue. Well, I'm making that horse, and I'm gonna make it at your mammy funeral on the last breath.
832-3901, your Michael. 832-3901, your Michael.
Hey, Bob.
Y'all hit me.
Hey.
Hey, you remember Meryl Crow and them Dodge boys back in the day? From I lose out?
Yeah.
Had all them Dodges, them back. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Y'all got a good little discussion going on.
Bobby Cole, you remember all them them Black Sunday days?
I love them Black Sunday.
You talking about the St. Louis kids?
Yeah,
Black
man.
They
come
need
on,
to bring them
come,
back. They need to bring
come
them
on,
back.
Yeah. Come down there and fuck us up, dog.
Yeah. Down in St. Louis.
Now, hey, you know what? They need to bring back. I ain't gonna lie, they need to bring back Fat Tuesday, man. That motherfucker was nice and rocking back then.
They tried to bring it back.
They
Ricky tried to bring it back, but it ain't gonna never be the same.
Man, Dre, was you old enough to go to Black Sundays?
Oh man,
when it was there. I ain't even know what Black Sundays was. Okay, it was in St. Louis, Dre. It was in St.
Louis.
Louis.
Gateway Racetrack.
Yes,
Gateway.
Gateway.
Nah, I ain't go to that.
There's some good shit. They put me out of that motherfucker. They kicked me out of
it. Yeah, they should have.
Yeah, well,
what
about
it?
Just natural born nigga back then. So
I run too fast.
Too fast, hey dog. They had a man over there so goddamn big over the tech department, and they said, if you can pass tech in St. Louis, you can pass it anywhere. But guess what?
Right.
If you violated any motherfucking rule, they'd be meeting your ass down there at the time booth. So, sir, you can park it right here and go get your truck. You're not able to drive this on the property no more.
You got that right, Flop.
Hey, that motherfucker put me out of the racetrack. Yeah,
hey,
no certification stick on that car.
They flopped. About a couple of years back, they tried to have it again, but everybody couldn't nobody pass tech, so it flopped again. You know, it flopped. They tried to have it a couple of 5 years ago. Nobody could pass tech.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Mother couldn't tell me nothing. Boy, I had a Buick Opal. The goddamn 1633s on that motherfucker.
A real car.
Looking like a goddamn frog.
That was the original gangster. And when I had Bebe them out of North Carolina with that motherfucker. I went to St. Louis and fired that motherfucker. Hey, man, you can't run this motherfucker no faster than 750.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come back. I sit around all week. We supposed to run the Big June. I fired that motherfucker down through the hair, hung that motherfucker out of the mouth, told me, load this motherfucker up, you can't run
get
out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, by the way, y'all beat Baby in the man? At Orangeburg or where? Where y'all beat him at?
No, they came to Lena, Mississippi down there at Lake Sippin.
Oh, Lena, yeah. Okay.
Russell, Baby, they bought the little truck, the little Chevy, the S10 truck.
Yeah.
We're both of them motherfuckers. That's when they jumped on Baby and Black Baby Eye.
Yeah.
Hey, them motherfuckers,
that was a
damn, man,
that was...
they came over there and made me. We don't know, had a ticket in half, right? Harold jumped Baby and ran away from him. Baby ran back up to my wing and couldn't get around him. That motherfucker,
right.
Made, they came over there and made me get him the fucking ticket, man. We had to match the ticket up so they think Baby had stole the race.
Oh, man, not
right.
Budweiser Harold.
Man, they jumped that night. They beat Baby ass that night.
Yeah.
So we went to,
well,
we went to we went to Atlanta.
Baddest black man in America back then.
Mm-hmm.
We fucked that little truck up with the rat-a-tat. So Houston went on and whipped Russell with
oh,
the
man,
truck.
Oh, man, not Houston and the rat-a-tat.
Yeah, we fucked them boys up, sent them back.
Hey,
Baby
Pago,
got killed
the
a couple weeks after
man,
that.
Who the baddest man was back in the day?
Harold.
Yeah. With that
knifer?
Yep, with that knifer.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Goddamn right.
He was the baddest in y'all area. He wasn't the baddest around here.
With Bobby and them, man, it was hard to whoop Harold.
Man,
it
was hard
when
we
whoop.
Whoop Baby,
You got a point,
man.
Bobby.
When they
you
had
the,
hey, dog, when they had that one, when Corey Green them had that one bad bird shit, they were hard to fuck with, too.
Yeah.
Man,
them
boys
now,
were bad here for a long time. They were hard to fuck with that.
I run 300. I run like 300 something thousand miles with that car in a year. One year I won 300 something thousand.
That's
I lost one race
to,
with that motherfucker.
That's when y'all just went to the track with no spectators, just ran it. Y'all went to the track, ran and got the fuck.
Oh yeah, we went on Jesse Tune. That sounds
hey,
like
dog.
A damn nasty.
I seen Bobby and Big June and Ken one night on a Tuesday, man.
Oh man.
On a Tuesday.
Not Big Powell.
Yeah, with that white nose and Bobby car. Man, they had the track packed like it was a Sunday on a Tuesday before we had to go to work next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back then, all the tracks was packed every time they were over the gig.
Also, hey,
y'all used to race like motherfuckers over there.
I seen Bobby Cole bring his motherfucking ass to Houston with that same motherfucking car he running right now. It wasn't running nearly as fast as it is now.
Well, ain't no car doing that, Rich.
Nah,
car.
I know, but Mike. That was one of the fastest 10-fire cars in the world back when Bobby got it.
Mm-hmm.
That was Mike on the car. Yeah. It didn't run like when Mike had it, though.
I could run 720s back in the day with that Opel, and I mean we never ran it all the way out. We ran 720s, 190 miles.
That's quarter mile.
That's the one y'all had to take the door shut then.
Yeah,
that was
fast back then. I ain't gonna lie, that was fast as a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's in the fold. And quarter mile, yeah, motherfucker running anything back in them quarter mile days.
And that was the shit we built in the shop our goddamn self. I mean, it had Rodak heads on it, fucking two stages of nitrous, two carburetors on it. And that wasn't nothing spectacular. It had a 598 in it. That shit was fast as a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yep. Bobby, you remember when you beat up Big Jim down there in Hattiesburg?
Yeah, motherfucker.
What do you mean? Beat him up, fighting a razor.
Both.
After he got finished wrestling, they went to racing.
That
motherfucker took the shit
16,
out of me.
That man had 16 or 22 kids. That motherfucker, no, I had that bitch down. He said, you kill me? Bitch, you go out to feed all 20 of my goddamn kids.
I'm telling
you.
Dog,
I
like
you up, motherfucker.
I fell out, dog.
Yeah. Bob, you let him up,
bro. Oh, boy.
And $18
yeah, I let him up.
But,
yeah.
All them goddamn kids June had, Bob was going to have to feed them.
So we left that like 2 weeks later, right? We went race again on a Tuesday. and motherfucker not be goddamn your black cat that crossed the racetrack. Me and him the last one, and I beat him out a lot of money. And that black cat, I said, he turned around and come back in the track. Hey, man, I'm not going to go to that racetrack. Black cat just crossed the driveway. I said, shit, I ain't going out this motherfucker either. So we sent the guy that worked on the sideline. We had to send him out there to drive through the gate and then for both of us to leave. He said, man, I ain't going to go out there with motherfucker black cat. I got some bad luck. He went right on back home that same Sunday and got killed that next goddamn thing.
Yep. That goddamn big pile was rough, man.
Went to sleep on the wheel and told him out the goddamn car they did. Somebody told him out the car.
Yeah, up there in, up in Minnesota, goddamn it. On them ice-ass motherfucking roads.
Hey, Bobby. What is it?
Nah.
When you got the Mustang, when you told the motor down, it went faster than what it had ever been, didn't it?
They're compatible. They
Bobby, you steal a brick, you're going to get your ass whooped, too. You still a break.
Ain't nobody getting no breaks away.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, ain't no more breaking. Backside, motherfucker really rarely giving out the backside now. So the break now.
You right about that, Drake. You right about that, Drake.
Ain't no break going on.
Who would ask me about, do I want a blue rocket? What blue rocket?
No, you know, you asked me about Blue Rocket a while back. You still want it?
Who is Blue Rocket?
The high booster, nigga. I mean, boy.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at, I used to have one. And I know somebody that wanted one.
Tell me, come on, get that one. It's ready
you
to
see,
go.
You see it at it? Okay.
Yeah,
I talked to him tomorrow. Your tie a little bigger than what I had, but he like it.
That 350 slick, baby.
Bobby, when you stop driving race cars and why? Bobby, when you stop driving race cars and why? When you stop driving race cars and why?
I mean, normally my brother and my nephew and them used to go with me a lot, and I had a whole lot of help. When I came home, I mean, Mike put Telly in there, you know what I'm saying, and it gave me enough time to come back and work on the car. That way I won't miss nothing, dude. I like driving, but I just feel like now I gotta get the car ready. I can do that, and it ain't gonna run me like hell, but I still can drive the car and try to work on it, too. I mean, Mac helped me out a whole lot. Them and Duran, I mean, they pretty much, though, they can run the goddamn car without me.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. No, that motherfucker quit driving that car. He got fat.
No,
I don't care about the weight.
He done drove since then.
Hell yeah, he done been in it, but you ain't seen him goddamn just stay in it like that either. When Bobby was
he did it down there in Texas, Drake. He did it in Texas.
Drake, you be missing out on a lot.
I'm up there. Hey, oh, well, man. That horse, no, go make it at your wife's funeral. When I kill the
whole
damn. So, I like driving, but I am on a little heavy side now. I'm about 25 pounds heavier than what I used to be. And, I mean, them guys are lightweight. They reaction's real good, and I can keep them in the car.
Oh, man, not Daniel Boone.
Yeah, Daniel Boone. He was a man. Daniel Boone was a man. A great man. But, you know, them guys that reflexes now is much better reflexes than what we got now.
Motherfucker might think I'm lying, but ever since that man been driving Tate car, that motherfucker been flying. His car wasn't going nearly as fast as it's going now. When he had other drivers, and that'd be rolling now with a nut with a...
What you trying to say, Dre?
What?
No,
a driver make a difference, shit.
You got to still get... You got to work the car, Dre. It could have bugs in it.
No,
it
I understand that part, too, but a driver going to make that motherfucker go.
Well, you got somebody to know what they're doing. You're going to put more to it.
A driver can't make it go no faster than it's going to go anyway.
Man, you right. Crazy. They going to step that motherfucker up. They going to tell you turn everything on and she a real driver.
Man.
Damn.
Nah,
you
mean,
got a new driver and it ain't been towed up.
Well, I don't know. Tony Bryan, you put Tony right in his car, so what do you do that for?
A driver can't do nothing. Make it go as fast as it can go. That's all.
I still think Tony Wright.
Get a better light.
Driver.
Get a better light. That's it.
What about it? What you said about it?
I think Tony Wright still is a good driver. He just got to get the stuff, to, you know, the equipment to run with. He's still a good driver.
Right.
Yeah.
Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about that.
Yeah. Once you do it, you don't lose it.
Yeah, he get a little seat time. He pass on it. He's good at the tree too now.
Oh, man,
what
not Hitler.
What he told Chris Toon, I put them double O's on your head.
Hey.
He
like
James.
I mean, I don't see no different than them other. They get hyped up. I mean, you got to, you gonna have to go to their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chris Sutton scared of me.
And you know he can talk shit at the same time. That's
oh man, not Tony Hitler, right?
Yeah, that's the good part about it. He can talk shit.
Hey, he can talk plenty of shit, boy, and then go out there and beat your ass right along with the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, you never really catch him mad on no shit like that. He gonna knock that dust off, come right on back.
That's it. His favorite shit. I told him, who you scared of? Me?
That's what he said. He scared of him.
Yeah.
Only motherfucker, I'm scared of me.
Hey, he's right now. You remember that video y'all did? He told Mike Hill, "Fuck you, I'm gonna get on your pretty ass." Mike Hill got the cuffs.
Yeah,
like
Mike was mad than motherfucker that time.
Mike was
mad. Oh man,
that
took Mike out of character.
And you know damn well you know,
Mike got Tony Rock.
Reduction.
But Jenny Craig, Bobby done been to Jenny Craig about 5 years in a row now. That motherfucker ain't nowhere. You ain't been hearing him like dog say, yeah, that shit no more.
I mean, it ain't gonna do me no good. That ain't nobody gonna give me nothing. Cause I'm heavy. That's my problem. That ain't their problem.
Right on.
I mean, I just have to work for what I got.
That's
man. What I got.
Got to
do
your
man.
Hey,
man.
This is gangster for the run up.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
It's got to
beat my ass.
Who is that?
And then, dog, if it wasn't for that shootout, you would have thought they wouldn't have got it on and made us no glory. Bullshit. You don't hear that nigga?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't have got it on.
No, they wouldn't.
If you don't know what the fuck you talking about, don't say it. If they didn't meet in the shootout, they was not going to race each other, motherfucker.
You crazy motherfucker.
When was they going to have time to fucking race? When y'all going
to
have time?
Once y'all got the shootout up there,
y'all ain't have time to do no fucking race no more.
That's what I'm trying to tell Juice, dumbass.
If it wasn't for the shootout, they wouldn't have raced. Because once they did the shootout, they didn't have time to race each other. You dumb bitch.
Balder had the money on my head before the race, period. So what happened was Balder cheated, man.
Balder said, "Smoke beat your ass for that bounty." Balder cheated, man.
Oh man!
No, he took the money from the bounty and put that money up on the shootout. They had raised the shootout up to $10,000.
So that's if y'all did it on Sunday.
That's if y'all did it on Sunday.
No. What we did was he was gonna put the 10 up then. I just said, nope. Well, fuck it. You know, we'll do the race Saturday. You put up $5,000 and we'll just run the race. You just keep the five. We decided to do it because everybody was going to leave out and start showing rain, so we decided to do it.
If y'all was going to do it Sunday, it was going to be 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's all I said. And you saw that on the fuck you talking about.
You said if it
wouldn't have been a shootout, they wouldn't have grudge race. I say bullshit.
If they didn't have time to race, they wouldn't have time to race.
Steven told us that if y'all want to see us race so bad, make that $3,000, $5,000. Me and Bobby going to go out there and we're going to get it on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he turned around and made it five. It made it to a shootout.
Yeah, now set your bitch ass down and just look on the TV, motherfucker. You wouldn't even know.
No, so you telling me?
I ain't telling you shit because you a dumbass.
If it wouldn't have been a shootout, then that's so disrespectful, dog.
If it wasn't a shootout, then yes, they would have run. Maybe they had time to run.
But once the shootout was established, we're saying
the same thing in a different way. You dumb bitch.
Damn,
dog, be nice, man.
Man,
hey,
fuck, you know what he's talking about. I'm trying to tell you know what the fuck he's talking about. No, what I told y'all, what I told you, if it wouldn't have been shootout at all,
once they said they were going to have a shootout Saturday,
they had no time to run each other. Dumb bitch.
Mm-hmm.
No, fuck the shootout. X the shootout out. I said if they didn't have a shootout, they still would have grudge racing. You said no, they wouldn't have. That's what you said yesterday.
I said it today too, motherfucker. You didn't hear me?
Somebody lying.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You still arguing me, goddammit.
I'm just telling you what the fuck it is, nigga.
Goddamn.
What's wrong with him, kid? You have that goddamn cough medicine over there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You
not
the
NyQuil.
You have for being a dumbass. So we both have.
This is gangster for the run up. This is gangster for the run up.
I heard Lee. Wait, Bobby.
Why he can't be first, Lee?
Why he can't be first? Somebody has to be run up. Bobby, gonna take that.
Bobby.
Huh?
Bobby.
Yeah,
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Bobby Cole for the president, baby.
Hey, Jay. You can't take that. He got to be the runner-up because he couldn't win the race. He can't run up.
Mm-hmm. You got a point, yeah.
So let me ask you something. So that means you the runner-up when you ran Dirty Diana, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I lost. We was a grudge. I lost because they was on a shootout. We was a grudge race. I lost.
I thought y'all was
same thing.
Shootout.
You run it up against Bobo.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes, I wanted to get back at Bobo ass, too, and he declined.
Yeah, I wanted to get back at Beyonce, but she changed her phone number.
Yeah, so,
oh, man.
Hey, show anybody. Like I told you, 2023 was a fucked up year for us. We was fighting that goddamn car all year. But we good. We ain't. I'm not making no excuses, baby. We got our ass fucked up all this year. No,
Hey, Flop, is that the car, the grudge? Is that the car he's talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that the same car that was locked in to Ray J? And at the last second, he backed up and said that they didn't have no lockup? So
oh, man.
Go down the track.
I don't know about that one, homie.
Is that the same car?
The one with the black fender.
Nova Malibu, right?
The one with the black fender.
It's a Nova.
Yeah, Nova. That's raggedy-ass looking Nova, right? And they pulled up on hoods. And they pulled up
my pussy-ass on there running mouth with his fat bed.
Hey,
bitch-ass nigga, bring your car out there and run some shit.
And they was ready. And they was ready to go. And that raggedy piece of shit wouldn't even start up. And that's the same car that off the line. And the motherfuckers on line.
Hey, man,
he
this nigga here just on
here.
He on here. Now he's sucking his face.
Man.
He got out of Chicago. Boy, I tell you, you're a good dick sucking ass nigga.
I'm just trying to figure. Hey, man.
You can't figure out
his name, Dre. That's his name for real.
That's all I'm trying to figure out. Was that the same car?
Fuck him.
Was that the car we came all the way down to Mississippi to be locked in with? Or a faggot ass nigga to turn around and say, well, I don't know that gentleman called.
Hey, I don't know.
I know you need to tighten up on your mouth.
Y'all, somebody close that barn door.
You need to tighten up on your mouth, old bitch ass nigga.
Hey, let me hit my horse for you.
Hey, you don't need to know, you need to tighten up on your mouth. I'm wide.
Hey, Dre.
You heard what I said, nigga?
You cock leg motherfucker.
Man,
I
get on your bitch ass, you fat turbo.
You cock leg bitch. Let me see what the fuck you gonna do, nigga. If a nigga
but where you at, nigga, I come to you. Where you at, bitch?
Hey, bitch, let me see you walk a mile in my shoes, bitch.
Oh, man.
I ain't know her.
Hey, nigga, what happened to the show, man? Hold on, y'all. You a pussy, nigga.
Oh, man, with a capital P.
Hey, Jeremiah.
I want to get some more winning races.
Man,
get your faggot ass out of here,
you
faggot
ass.
Get
out,
Jay.
You horse.
Lord, have
mercy. Hey, tell your mama shut up, bitch.
Hey, Dre, hold on, Jeremiah, I'm telling Street King he warned you about that shit today.
I'm telling Street King, he said,
I'm finna call him now and tell him, he said, you can't be doing that.
Hey, Flop, it's okay, see, here's the whole thing. When a motherfucker 900 miles away, 1,200 miles away, they'll talk that shit about a nigga mama, but they won't say that shit standing in your face. That nigga mama,
oh, man.
That motherfucker see down the throat, man. Hey,
damn.
1,200 miles away? Don't trip on no shit like that. You call my mama whatever you want to call her. As long as you don't say that shit in my presence, nigga, I'm cool with it. When I wake up tomorrow, I ain't going to have no gripe with you, right? Nigga, you cock-eyed, you cock-me. You black as
shit, man.
You nasty as fuck, you look like you dirty, and I know you ain't got no holes, nigga. You already fucked
damn.
Up.
Damn.
You said you look like you dirty.
Come on. Come on,
like
Jeremiah.
Your
knees fucked up, your neck is black, and bitch, you got a bad back. I'm not worried about no faggot-ass nigga like you beating his dick.
Lord have mercy.
You horsey porn, bitch. You bitch, you bitch, horsey porn, bitch. Ain't nobody worried
about you. My.
Faggot-ass nigga. Giving his horse goddamn Viagra
so
the horse can fuck him. You nasty bitch. Hey,
damn. That nigga must be from Chicago. That must be in Chicago.
Faggot ass, puss ass, bitch ass nigga. Mad about you, nigga. Ass run off the phone.
Lord have mercy.
Scary ass hoe. I'd like to get the show back on control,
Jeremiah. You, Dre.
Hey, Leon, all I did was ask you and Flop a question. All I did was get at the same time, and got into the saving lane, and then Jose, they ain't had no locked-in race, but we drove all the way to fucking Mississippi to race. That's all I asked.
Oh, man, nothing over with the black fender.
They had a locked-in race, there, man. It just wasn't enough money up there.
I'm all I'm sorry, I just lied. They asked to pay cash up $1,000.
Hey, Willie Dawg, all I do is ask brother Flop, brother Leon, was at the same time. That's all I asked. Jeremiah, all you got to do is when we get on tomorrow, let Street King know he was talking about your mama. Street King said he gonna discipline his ass if he open his mouth about anybody's parents on this motherfucker. Oh man, not the motor city Street King. Yes,
I'm gonna say the nigga talk all the shit they want to and keep their parents out of it. Let's talk the race, talk, leave that other stuff out of it. Hey, man, y'all know right now, y'all mess with Dre, y'all going to jail. He the police. Oh man, not the man, man. You act like you speak from experience. You act like you speak from experience. I am. Yes. What up, man?
Hey, what you say? Hey, man, what you say? That bitch ass nigga told you to meet him at his house. That motherfucker said through the goddamn doing federal bureau investigation, goddamn, my dick.
Hey, man, I told the man, send me your address. And when the man sends me the address, if I don't be looking, I turn right up in the police station, man.
Good God Almighty. And probably had that motherfucking thing on you too.
I did. I was a damn fool walking up and down the street with it to my
man,
come over his house and blow his brains out.
Man, don't say that on the show. Show's cool.
Are we on the show? We ain't on the back line no more?
Nah, man, we on the show, sir.
Who show we on?
We on the show.
The greatest
Bone
show of
Dog.
All time. Oh, Willie Dog. Willie Dog. Okay, sell out Willie Dog show. Okay, I'm going on mute.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say sell out Willie Dog show?
Oh, man.
Should have been on mute, nigga. I told you about coming on mute and ain't asking nobody what's going on. God damn it.
You got a point there, shorty. Shit.
Big Crip, I told you about this shit.
You're so right. My
now,
bad.
I'm your friend. You got to listen to me.
I want to fuck.
Damn, who is that?
Don't y'all build it talking about going on no strike or nothing. Now y'all gonna be left outside the gate.
Hey, we freaky ass talking about.
Yeah, you know.
So, who sold the show up?
You know, it's somebody that want to fuck. You know what it is, man. Ain't no damn fool.
But is it a boy or girl they want? Is it a boy or girl they want?
I don't know. You got to ask them who they want now. I don't know who the fuck they want now. They might want a dog. I don't know.
Who y'all want? Boy or girl? Now, honey, you want it up. What you want to do it to? Boy or girl? Took too long. You want to do it to a boy. You want to do it to a boy. Yeah. Took too long.
No, not much. I know one thing, man. They don't want to do it to you.
No, they scared of me skin.
Why? What you going to do to
them? I'm going to impregnate them.
Come on, man. You going to get them pregnant?
Yes, sir.
And they going to like it, though.
Oh, they going to love it. They going to show everybody our baby.
They going to show everybody our baby.
Yep,
they
going to
show Leon. They going to show So Leon, y'all baby?
Yep.
I don't want to see it.
Why would they show Leon the baby, though? Why?
I want to see him, man. He's going to be the godfather.
Come on, man. Come on, Leon. You're going to be the godfather?
I don't want to get involved in this.
He's going to be... He gonna be snowballing.
Oh man, that's a snowballing.
Oh man.
And that snowball is Sun Sears, boy.
Yeah, you need some help, man.
I know it, Leon. I went to the place. They didn't do nothing but give me some pills.
Damn. How did that work out for you?
I'm on them now.
Well, guys.
What dog at? What will the dog at? Let me get on it before we go. What will the dog at?
No gun, no glory.
I'm chilling.
Man.
No gun, no glory was a flop. I'm listening to my boy Barry Bubbo say. He said that was a flop. They beat him out of his money.
Barry Bubbo, just like you.
Barry paid for 3 days and he didn't do nothing about a day and a half.
He should have stayed his ass at home, man.
Then they take a grudge, press, they put shootout. Put a shootout in front of the grudge, folks, man. At a grudge event.
Hey, man. If you look at that fly, it say no gun, no glory. I don't think I'll take grudge now.
No, that's how they trick you. They tricking you now, Leon.
It say no gun, no glory.
Yep. But we ain't never had no shootout, no gun, no glory.
They always had a shootout.
Not on no Saturday.
That's because the show rain coming, you dumb motherfucker.
Hey, that's not true, man. The last one I was there last year, they had a shootout. I don't know what you
on a about. Sunday, not on no Saturday. Not on no Saturday.
Man, it was
what? I was going to No Gloves, No Glory before you know what No Gloves, No Glory was.
Oh, man.
You've been getting the niggas gut longer than I've been born.
Holy shit, what does that mean?
Damn.
That means that you part of me.
I don't know, man. There be so much going on down there. They said, well, all them people down there, I don't know what they were doing. But
hey, leave me on. You know, they ain't never had a grudge shootout.
Hey, man, ain't no lie. When you take a car down there, I can't remember. But all I know, it was a lot of racing going on and a lot of people and a lot of gambling everywhere. And, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't paying attention to that shit. I was trying to get in the stadium and get back up there as quick as I could.
Oh, I wasn't there, Leon. I was on the couch looking at it. I didn't read what Barry Bobo said. That's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But Barry Bobo couldn't say that because Barry Bobo just had a cop problem. Sounded like he went flat.
No, he said he was trying to grudge, and they kept pushing him back for the shootout.
Well, what happened, man, when he did grudge, he got up there and
because they waited too late. He couldn't. He didn't have the right tune in there because they pushed him back for 2 hours.
Well, let me say this. When you go to that race, you already know what you're up against.
Yeah, but they ain't never had no shootout on no Saturday, Mr. Deanna. Y'all know that. Especially not no big time shootout, and you train the track from slick to prep. They ain't never did that down there. So all y'all on there giggling, laughing, trying to help him out, that ain't going to work.
I mean,
tell you the problem, though, Leon. When an event down south, it's okay not to talk about it. But you throw an event somewhere else, everybody down south on your ass. But when it happened down south, they don't want to talk about the fight. They don't want to talk about the bad event. They don't want to talk about none of that
man.
Good shit.
Not the 12-round TKO.
As soon as Leon and Flop got it to it, it was all over the world. Everybody was talking about it every week. When Brother did Over the Wall Performance, they even changed the name to Over the Wall Performance. They talk about it every week.
Oh, man.
Now they want to sweep everything up under the table. Now they want to sweep everything up under the table.
Mm-hmm.
So what they supposed to talk about? What happened at the track besides?
Yep. That's what they do on it anyway. Don't act like they don't. How you think we know about over the wall performance?
Oh, man.
That's a